This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
The Woodpeckers have some new threads out there on the diamond and a new identity tonight. It's Copa Night, and Los Guerreros de Fayetteville are getting ready to take on the Kannapolis Cannonballers in Game 4 of this six-game series on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome into Segra Stadium. I'm Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. It's Copa Night out here in Fayetteville, and the Woodpeckers have those coral pinks as they run out to their positions, and we'll see if the new jerseys can bring them a little bit of fortune. The Woodpeckers have dropped each of the first three games of this homestand, and tonight they look to bounce back and a four-game losing skid, which is their second longest of the season. And they'll turn to right-hander Jose Gaddez, who debuted last week in Salem and will make his home debut and first start in his single-A career tonight, taking on a right-hander in Tanner McDougal. Kannapolis comes in, winners of three in a row here on the road. They've guaranteed themselves a split in this series. They're 16-12 overall. The Woodpeckers at 12-17, sitting in fifth place in the Carolina League South Division. Kannapolis a few spots ahead at second in the division. The two sides have vacated the dugouts. They're lining along the foul lines, and we will step aside for a brief moment. First pitch, starting lineups coming on the other side of this break, and we have the starting of the national anthem for you as well. Now let's send it down to field level for the anthem.
Mirar puedes ver azul y clarear lo que erguido se alzó. Cuando el sol se ocultaba y sus franjas y estrellas en el rudo luchar sobre recio baluarte gallardo ondulaba. El pendón, el pendón estrellado tremola feliz en la tierra del valor, el libre país.
Let's hear it for Genesis Mendez. Please remain standing, and now performing the national anthem this evening, please welcome the Massey Hill Chorus.
Oh, say, can you see by
hear it for the Massey Hill Chorus. Genesis Mendez, Los Guerreros de Fayetteville, and today's NSA Arsenal and Field of Dreams teams, the 9 and Under Area Stars and the Eastover Woodpeckers.
Yo no sabía que ya tenía marido. Ya no me dice que tipo soy yo. Se equivocó.
Down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Deep line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Friday Night Baseball coming up in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. We are live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, Valley Live, and MILB.TV. Hello, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Glad to be with you for Game 4 of this six-game series. Colin, yesterday the Woodpeckers fell behind 4-0. Got a couple of runs late, a dominating pitching performance out of Joey Mancini. But the main story so far in this series has been Kannapolis starters. Can the offense generate runs early? That'll be the main question tonight.
Yeah, no question about it. But first things first, Jose Godez making his debut. You want your starter to equalize the success that we've seen from Kannapolis. Can he do it in his first single-A start?
He gets the ball on Guerrero's night. The Woodpeckers in those new coral pink uniforms, a new Guerrero's logo. It translates to Warriors of Fayetteville. And the first pitch of our ball game is out to Mario Camilletti, 7:06, and off we go tonight on a beautiful Friday evening for baseball. Sunny skies above our head and 81 degrees. It got as high as 85 today. Starting to get a little warmer and warmer here on the East Coast. And now the one ball, one strike pitch from Godez. A breaking ball gets a swing and a miss from Camilletti, and it is one and two. He'll be followed by Jacob Burke, the DH, and then Brooks Baldwin, the third baseman. Troy Clunch, the catcher, is the cleanup hitter, and Jonaker Betancourt is the five-man. Drake Logan is six, followed by Jonabel Laureano, Cabrera Weaver, and Wilbur Sanchez. Pitch out of the zone, and it is two and two on Camilletti, batting 190 on the year. No home runs, seven RBIs. He's drawn 27 walks. That's how he gets on base at a 4.43 rate. Swinging a foul ball, sprayed to the left side. And it'll stay 2-2 on Camilletti.
He's rewarded for his efforts yesterday. Couple of RBI singles in the nine hole. Now he finds himself back in that leadoff spot.
Next pitch is popped out to left field. Garrett McGowan sizing it up, drifting a little to his right and making the catch in front of the track for out number one. So Camilletti flies out. It brings up Jacob Burke. Again, this new logo scheme for the Woodpeckers has a coral pink hat, a blue bill, the Guerrero on the front of that ball cap, the pink uniform with some blue piping detail down the buttons, Guerreros with a kind of a rainbow logo, a feather logo on the front of the chest, and a white pant tonight for Fayetteville. Next pitch is in there for a strike, or first pitch to Jacob Burke, and it's 0-1. Kannapolis is back in the road blues again today with the red numerals on the back of the uniform, a red belt, gray pant, and a blue pinstripe down the side of the leg. Ballers in white cursive script across the chest of the uniform and blue batting helmets. Nothing in two, Godez gets ahead. After the flyout, winds, kicks, pitches. And he beats him with a slider. Jose Godez wipes out Jacob Burke with three pitches. Two quick outs. It brings up Brooks Baldwin. And let's meet the rest of the Guerrero's defense behind Godez for this one.
And Garrett McGowan out in left field, making the putout to begin the ball game. Luis Perez, the center fielder, John Garcia in right. Tyler Whitaker, the third baseman. Rolando Espinosa comes in from the outfield to play short tonight. Ricardo Bala moves over to second. Narbe Cruz at first, and Sandro Gastón back in the lineup doing the catching for Godez.
First pitch missed low to Brooks Baldwin, the left-handed batter. And Gaudet's working quick. Fires a fastball, misses a little high at 92, and it's two balls and no strikes. Pretty good gust blowing out towards left center field today. Probably the breeziest it has been all week. 2-0, and that missed outside. Three balls and no strikes. As we mentioned right at the top, Gaudet is debuting as a starter today. Came out of the bullpen in Salem back on May 6th and gave up an earned run over two-thirds of an inning. This is just outside of the zone to Baldwin. It's a four-pitch walk to the Kannapolis three-hitter. Brings up Troy Klonge. One of the notable absences from the lineup today for the Cannonballers is the league's home run leader, Tim Elko. Elko had a rough day yesterday, 0 for 4, 4 strikeouts, so manager Patrick Leland giving him the day off.
Bryce Willits as well, who's played in every game of this series.
Willits had a home run yesterday, so Kannapolis without a couple of their big pieces. Runner on the move to second. One hopping throw delivered by Gastone. The tag slapped by Below, and it's not in time. Stolen base for Brooks Baldwin. Gets himself into scoring position for Troy Klonge. Klonge, a 173 hitter, a home run and seven RBIs. Here's the pitch. It is down and outside. Finished his college career as a grad student at Texas A&M. But prior to that, he was an everyday catcher and an all-Pac-12 player at Oregon State. As a senior at Oregon State, he was Pac-12 first team and a staple behind the plate for the Oregon State Beavers, always one of the top programs in the country. Takes a slider on the outside edge. It's called a strike. 2-1 on Klonge.
Alma mater of Astros second-round pick Jacob Melton from a year ago.
Yeah. Would have been some crossover there between those guys. Jacob Melton now an Asheville tourist at the high A level. 2-1. Klonge swings and golfs it out into center. Playing deep is Perez. He'll stroll back a couple of steps, stop before the track, make the catch, and the inning is over. So Jose Gaudet feeling comfortable here at home in the new uniform. In front of the hometown crowd, he throws a scoreless inning, and we go to the bottom of the first. It'll be Perez, Whitaker, and Below to lead it off. We have the rest of the Woodpeckers starting nine as well. When we come back, just underway on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bonkers Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Let's go, those Fayetteville fans, make some noise for Le Bonker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score six runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. One, two, three. For the Cannonballers, Tanner McDougal. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for Los Guerreros, the center fielder, the PWC power hitter of the game, number 15, Luis Perez.
Woodpeckers up to the plate for the first time tonight, and Luis Perez leads it off. He swings at the first pitch from Tanner McDougal. And lifts it out of play. A foul ball, 0-1. He'll be followed by Tyler Whitaker and then Ricardo Below. Narbe Cruz is the cleanup hitter. And Garrett McGowan bats fifth. McDougal pitches. Perez swings, pops another out of play, 0-2. Luis Encarnacion is the DH tonight. John Garcia will bat seventh. Sandro Gastón, eighth. And Rolando Espinoza rounds it out for Los Guerreros. Here comes the 0-2. It's a slider down and away. Tanner McDougal, he is a Las Vegas native and a fifth-round draft pick by the Chicago White Sox in 2021. He went to Silverado High School out in the Vegas area. Might have had a run-in or two with the Woodpeckers Vegas native Tyler Whitaker. There's a knee-high fastball right at the bottom of the zone, and Perez goes down looking. And Tyler Whitaker, the aforementioned Tyler Whitaker, stepping up to the plate. And as he does, Colin has a look at the Cannonballers defense in this one.
Joanna Beal, Laureano out in the left field. Cabrera Weaver, the center fielder. Drake Logan back in right field. Brooks Baldwin, the third baseman. Wilbur Sanchez at short. Mario Camilletti at second. And Janiker Betancourt is at first.
Whitaker swings at the first pitch, lofts it towards the rain tarp. You have Logan and Betancourt, the right fielder, first baseman, converging on that ball, but it falls between them, and it's a foul ball. That last fastball by Tanner McDougal clocked at 97 miles per hour, so he is bringing the heat. And some of these Woodpeckers hitters, when they step in, might be trying to focus on pushing it out the opposite way. Delaying the barrel a little bit as a slider cuts loose and misses outside. It is 1-1 on Whitaker.
Be interesting to see how far they stretch McDougal. They've been kind of cautious with him to start the year. He's coming off Tommy John surgery in October of 2021, so still slowly but surely getting up to speed.
Now the 1-ball, 1-strike pitch. Down and away again. Another slider slips.
Good to see the life on the fastball, though. That's always a promising sign when you're coming off a major elbow reconstruction and you're still throwing in the upper 90s.
He's gone 12 innings this year in total now. His fifth start of the season tonight. He's allowed 5 earned runs over the stretch. 12 walks, 25, make it 15 strikeouts. This is a chopping foul ball towards the third base dugout. And it's 2-2. Whitaker went hitless first two games of the series, but hit the ball well. And yesterday it paid off a bit. Couple of ground balls up the middle into center, and he finished 2-for-4. Scored a run late in the eighth on a balk. Two-strike pitch, a breaking ball that misses down and outside. It is 3-2. Whitaker kind of did it himself. He singled in the eighth, stole second, stole third, and drew the balk out of Holly Milto and was granted home. Payoff pitch, Whitaker gets a piece of it, dumps it back, and another sizzling fastball coming in there at just short of 98 miles per hour. Tanner McDougal has the fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup, the standard four-pitch repertoire. And here's the 3-2. Broken bat, fly ball to left, but that'll hook into the stands. And that was 97 again, in on the hands, and that breaks the lumber. But a good battle being had right now between a couple of young Las Vegas ball players turned pro. And you talk about great talent out of the Las Vegas area, just to name a couple of the current big league superstars. But Bryce Harper is at top of mind, and Chris Bryant, another one of those Vegas natives.
Two former MVPs right there.
That's right. No shortage of baseball talent coming out of the desert. And looks like they're going to be building a big league ballpark down in Vegas now. You see they're going to be demolishing, I think, the Tropicana Hotel and building a big ballpark right there on the strip for the soon-to-be Las Vegas Athletics. Pitch downstairs to Tyler Whitaker, and a great at-bat worked by Witt to get aboard. He fouled off a couple of two-strike pitches, battled against that high 90s fastball, and is rewarded for it. Lost a bat in the process, but he draws the 8-pitch walk.
Great patience, especially with the way he's been squaring up the ball lately. You think he'd want to be up there getting aggressive and trying to make something happen, but waited for his pitch. It never came, and he'll stand on first with a big lead.
First pitch swing by Ricardo Below, the switch hitter batting from the left side. He lost one foul onto the train tracks, and it is nothing and one. Below comes in batting 375, a home run, and 7 driven in. See if Whitaker, who takes a secondary lead, might be off and going. He's not. Pitch comes in, and it's low. 1-1 on Below. Ricardo yesterday was in the cleanup spot. He reached twice, a single and a walk, finished 1-for-3. Here's a spin and a throw over to first. Late tag dropped in, and Whitaker dives back in safely. Below over the first three games of the series has gone 3-for-11, a run, a walk, and a strikeout. Bluff Steele down at first, a half-hearted swing on a pitch up and in, and it clipped the bat of Below. It's a foul tip. Whitaker was off and moving, thinking it might have been a pass ball, but he'll have to retreat to first. One ball and two strikes, no score here in the early going. We're in the bottom of the first. Jose Gadez allowed a two-out walk, but nothing more in a scoreless top half. At the belt, McDougal throws over to first again and keeping tabs on Whitaker. He's disengaged twice now, and he'll be stuck to the rubber. Unless he wants to throw over again, but you throw over a third time, you have to get him, otherwise it's a balk. And Whitaker will extend that lead a bit. Now he's going. Here's the pitch, and it is shot over our heads in the booth. Whitaker knows it over there at first. He's kind of daring McDougal to throw over, and I think when you disengage twice, it increases that runner's confidence 50-fold. I mean, he's taking a couple of extra steps, and see if Whitaker tries it again. Shuffling the weight back and forth, this time not going. 1-2 is fouled away. He was given a slider. And a nice play made by Narbe Cruz over there in the on-deck circle.
And the other thing, too, as a pitcher, cognizant of that you can't throw over, I wonder if it kind of speeds up that process when you're throwing home. Maybe a little bit more of a slide step could affect the command and the location. Mm-hmm. And as a hitter, you might want to recognize that and realize, okay, I can wait for my pitch even if I'm not in a favorable count.
Below, the native of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Here's the pitch to him. Fastball just missed up and outside. 96 miles an hour coming in from McDougal. McDougal pitched 2 1/3 innings, gave up 5 earned runs. Tough outing his last time against Augusta, so trying to turn his month of May around today. Whitaker going again. Pitch is swung on and fouled backwards. And a couple of really long at bats here put together by Fayetteville, and as you mentioned, Colin, McDougal, a guy who's been limited a little bit in terms of his innings and coming off of Tommy John, his pitch count, and these are not the type of at bats that you want to find yourself in early, these 7, 8, 9 pitch at bats.
It's also coming off an outing in which he walked 6 batters over 2 1/3 innings against Augusta.
2-2 is outside. And was that a three-ball pitch?
Yeah, it must have been.
And no, it wasn't. It was not a three-ball pitch. And now Tyler Whitaker's caught between first and second. And that is going to cause him to be tagged out. He has been ruled out by the base umpire. Ricardo Ballo lost track of the count. He thought it was ball 4. He started working his way up the line. Whitaker was hesitant to advance, but finally started moving towards second, thinking he had the free pass, and then gets caught in the rundown. And now Ricky Rivera coming down the line to confirm the count. I had it at 2-2 as well, Colin, and that's just a mental mistake on the part of Ballo at the plate. And that's a spot where the umpire didn't really speak up. He's not inclined to. He showed the fingers, saying it was a three-ball count, but that's one where the manager, the first base coach, everybody has to be involved there. And now officially the fourth ball comes in, and it's a walk to Ballo, but the complexion of the inning certainly changes.
One of the strangest caught stealing you'll ever see with Whitaker going. And I think Whitaker was hesitant as well. For a second, he didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And then once Ballo went, that's when he decided to go, and now we got a mound visit for Kannapolis. And you wonder if those concerns that we saw for McDougal, where he gave up all those walks, back-to-back walks now, and I think pitching coach heading out there just to make sure everything's all right.
Yeah, back-to-back 8-pitch walks, and keep an eye out on that left field bullpen to see if they start to stir it all. 21 pitches for Tanner McDougal. Behind the plate today for this game is Travis Roberson. Roberson, the crew chief of this two-man crew, the umps tonight in the black ball caps, black polos, and the dark gray pants. So it really does change things in the inning. You would have had two on, one out. Instead, runner on first, two away, and Narbe Cruz stepping into the plate. He swings the first pitch, top of the zone fastball, and spoils it away. 97-mile-per-hour pitch. As hard as McDougal's been throwing, there hasn't been a lot of swing and miss so far through the top guys in the order. A lot of foul balls, just trying to keep the counts alive. 0-1, slider that misses outside. And it's 1-1 on Narbe Cruz. 237 hitter on the year, 3 home runs, 15 driven in. 22 total hits on the year. He's walked 14 times. And that pitch is shoulder level, 97-mile-per-hour fastball. It is 2-1.
So Narbe going to tear to start the season. Big series against Fredericksburg in that homestand, trying to recapture some of that magic at the plate.
Throw over to first to check up on below. There is activity out there in the Kannapolis bullpen. A right-hander is starting to warm up. And now the 2-1 pitch. Whoa, that one sails all the way to the backstop. Ricochets back towards home plate and gets the foot of Travis Roberson. That'll allow Below to get down to second base.
I think he still would have gotten there regardless because he took off running the second he realized that ball was sailing over the catcher Clonch's head. Two-out opportunity, an RBI chance for Narbe Cruz.
That was one of his harder fastballs of the day, 98 miles an hour, but was not one of the more accurate ones. Cruz ready for the 3-1 pitch. That's up and in towards the chest, and it's a third straight walk. First and second now with two outs, 25 pitches in the inning for Tanner McDougal, struggling to locate.
And you have to imagine this could be his last batter if he's unable to get one over here on Garrett McGowan. Right now, though, manager Patrick Leland just cheering his guy on, hoping he can get out of this inning.
So here's Garrett McGowan. And the first pitch to Garrett. Fastball splits the middle. 95 miles an hour. McGowan batting 208, home run and 3 RBIs back in the starting lineup after nursing a minor ankle injury. Wasn't on the injured list, but missed a good chunk of the Salem series last week on the road. Force at all bases with two outs. 0-1 pitch cracked on a line out of the center field. Weaver coming forward on it, splitting to the left and makes the catch. The inning is over. Well, would have been a bases loaded spot, but a little bit of a mental mistake at the plate causes Whitaker to get caught in the rundown. Woodpeckers leave two stranded, and McDougal with a laborious inning gets out of it without surrendering a run. Scoreless after one tonight. We go to the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
On the mound for Los Guerreros, Jose Gudez. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Cannonballers, the first baseman, number 32, Yonaker Betancourt.
Yonaker Betancourt is the leadoff hitter for Kannapolis in this second inning. As Betancourt steps in. Gaston checks a couple things with his infield, and now he's ready to go. Jose Guedes back out on the mound. He got a solid start in the first, and now a high fly stroked out to right center. Perez all the way to the track, up against the wall, makes a shoulder-high grab, and there's one gone.
Starting to see Luis Perez get a bit used to Segra Stadium out in center field in his debut, his first start yesterday. Had trouble tracking a ball on the warning track, but that time, a lot of confidence moving to his left, recognizing that that wall comes at you pretty quickly. Just able to get it in the warning track. A little more wind this evening, but not enough to carry that ball out.
That was a 370-foot fly ball for Betancourt, and it falls just short. So now it's Drake Logan. He hit his first pro home run earlier in this series. That was on Wednesday night. Drake Logan still batting sub-200. He's at 189, the home run, and seven driven in. Next pitch, a slider on the 1-0. The appeal up the line, and he didn't go. Logan will be followed by Joanabel Laureano. This is the 5, 6, and 7 for Guedes. And there's a strike, a slider at 77 miles an hour. Guedes has the standard four-pitch repertoire of fastball, curveball, slider, and the cambio, the changeup. Here's a chopper hit out towards short. Two high hops for Rolando Espinoza. Grabs it at the chest, throws to first, and there's two gone. Fly out to center, ground out to short, and now Joanabel Laureano.
I think for Guedes, just getting over the hump of that first inning. Remember, he only pitched two-thirds of an inning, and it was a bit of a struggle in Salem in his debut, but he got through the first inning with just the walk, and now I think he's taking a deep sigh of relief and realized, okay, I got this.
Next pitch, first pitch rather, to Laureano down to the dirt, 79-mile-per-hour changeup, and it is 1-0. Laureano hitting 222 on the year, no homers, three driven in. Swings and pops this one up, way up into the blue sky. It's out to shallow right below, a little tied up. Backpedaling, stumbling, falling down and making the catch. And ending the inning. Went out a little further than you'd like as a second baseman, but he keeps with it. And it's a 1-2-3 inning, two scoreless for Guedes. Bottom two coming up, no score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Lit Family Dentistry. Smile Cam.
It might be hard to handle, like a flame that burns a candle. The candle feeds the flame. Yeah, what I got, full stop, a fortune dream to scatter. When you pull them all together, and I can't explain. Oh, yeah, well, well.
For the Cannonballers, Tanner McDougal. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for Los Guerreros, the designated hitter, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Designated hitter Luis Encarnacion leads off the second inning for the Woodpeckers. And the first pitch, a 95-mile-per-hour fastball up and outside. Tanner McDougal needed 25 pitches to get out of that first, but he's back out there for the second. Next pitch upstairs, and it is 2-0. And Encarnacion batting 211 on the season, a home run and seven driven in. Goes with the bare knuckles, no batting gloves, even crouch from the right side, and the pitch is a fastball right down the middle at 94. Three straight walks for Tanner McDougal put him in a tough spot, but there was a confusion in the count when Below was at the plate, Pitch a little down and outside. It's 3-1. He thought he had ball four when it was only ball three. Tyler Whitaker thought it was a walk. He started moving to second and then was caught in a rundown and tagged out as a result. 3-1 pitch. Up and outside, and another walk. That's four now to McDougal, and he has really struggled to find the zone.
Yeah, four walks, as you mentioned. Six his last outing at five in his debut. Still trying to get a feel for that fastball coming off that Tommy John surgery. We've seen a lot of pitchers struggle with command immediately after, but once it starts to click, as long as that stuff's as electric as it has been, he'll be okay.
And here's John Garcia taking strike one. The Woodpeckers are still trying to score a run this week against a Kannapolis starting pitcher. The 0-1 pitch. Swing, ground ball off to the right side. Moving to his left is Camaletti. He dives and can't get it. It's out into right field. Logan fires to third. Throws a one-hopper in, not in time. And Luis Encarnacion dives in safely. There are runners at the corners and nobody out.
And Encarnacion aggressive, rounding second there. A little bit of a bobble by Logan in right field, I think, was just enough time to allow Encarnacion to get in safely. But he did not hesitate. The second he saw that ball slowly roll into right center field, he decided he was going to take a chance, and it paid dividends. Now a number of ways that this run can come in, a fly ball. Heck, even a double play would give you the lead here, but obviously you're looking for a lot with runners in the corners and nothing out.
And Sandro Gaston in his first plate appearance of the night comes up in a spot to give the Woodpeckers what would be their first lead of the series. Pitches down to the dirt. Kannapolis has opened the scoring in all three games. Middle infield double play depth as Garcia leads off of first. Here's the pitch. Gaston takes it down to the dirt. Bullpen was working for Kannapolis in the first inning when McDougal ran into the walk troubles, and they're going at it again. A right-hander up there and throwing. And the night could be short for McDougal at this stage. Gaston swings at a 96-mile-per-hour fastball, lifts it foul onto the roof, and it goes to 2-1. Gaston has 8 RBIs on the season, but still looking for that first home run. Batting just 158 on the season. Next pitch on the ground, right side. That'll skip into right field and bring home the first run of the night. Encarnacion crosses, and Sandro Gaston gives the Guerreros a 1-0 lead in the second.
That's got to feel good for about everybody in that dugout as they're greeting Luis Encarnacion with a bunch of high fives. It's been a tough sledding the last four games for Fayetteville offensively, a couple of shutouts, and not a lot of success against starting pitching. But right now in this second inning, just patient at-bats and being selective at the plate has paid off, and you're seeing the bottom of the order come through in a big way. Making it work like we saw in that first homestand for the Woodpeckers there. They're looking like that team we saw all the way back in the start of April.
Fayetteville couldn't score a run against Tyler Schweitzer on Tuesday night. They couldn't get anything against Shane Murphy on Wednesday. No luck against Connor McCullough on Thursday, but they finally score that run against a Kannapolis starter. Tanner McDougal gives it up. Sandro Gaston picks up his 9th RBI of the year, and the threat still looming large. Garcia at second, Gaston at first, nobody out. It's gone walk, single, single. And now it's the 9-hitter Rolando Espinoza. First pitch to Espinoza, swung on and missed. 96-mile-per-hour fastball up top. 40 pitches now for Tanner McDougal, the fifth rounder. Pitches down to the dirt. That gets away from Clunch. Kicks towards the backstop, and both runners are moving. John Garcia hustles down to third. Gaston trails to second. Two in scoring position. Nobody out.
This has been the other issue for Fayetteville in this series. They haven't been able to break open for that big inning.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've gotten a better opportunity other than the bases loaded, no outs they had on Thursday night than they do now. Espinoza did bring home a run on a sac fly in that inning, but here you'd love a base hit to bring in two more.
Espinoza with 6 doubles on the year, doesn't have an extra base hit since he came back from Sugarland. That pitch sends him stumbling out of the right side. 96 miles an hour up near the chin. And it is 2-1. Next pitch, late swinging on a high heater. Another 96 mile per hour fastball. Slingshotted in by Tanner McDougal, and Espinoza will call for time, back out and take a breather. Woodpeckers have now scored 12 of their runs this season in the second inning. They haven't been a team that scores a ton in the opening innings. They've been more of a mid-inning offense this year. Fifth, sixth, and seventh have been their best offensive inning so far, but trying to add on here in the second. Fastball up and away. 3-2, open base on first, and this is probably going to decide the night for Tanner McDougal and whether he can retire Espinoza or load the bases. Payoff pitch, swing and a foul tip. And those have been the types of swings that have made this tough for McDougal tonight. He's had a few full counts now that he's worked in, and Woodpeckers have gotten a lot of two-strike fastball and just spoiled it off and forced that next pitch to come in. Garcia third, Gastone at second after the wild pitch. Another payoff. It is outside, ball four. Back to the fastball for McDougal, but he walks his fifth batter of the night. And now it becomes decision time for Patrick Leland, pitching coach Blake Hickman. They're talking it over there on the railing of the dugout, but looks like they're going to leave McDougal out there to face the top of the order with Luis Perez. Bases are loaded up. And the first pitch coming in. Down and outside to Perez.
I saw Leland on his walkie-talkie down in the visiting dugout, so I think they're getting ready. Mm-hmm. Whether no matter what happens after this at-bat.
Up and into Perez, 2-0. And you can start to see a little frustration on the face of Tanner out there on the mound. I'm honestly surprised to see them keeping him in to face Perez here just because of how long that bullpen's been warming up. They had a guy going in the first most of this second inning, but trying to have him grab an out or two if he can. Pitch is low, and I think you're taking the entire way right now if you're Luis Perez. 3-0, base is loaded, nobody out, and nobody out for the Woodpeckers, and McDougal's now thrown 23 strikes out of his 48 total pitches, 25 balls. It'll be pitch number 50 here, the 3-0. Perez looks at it, and it's a strike. Perez playing in just his third game of the season, second start, first chance this year with the bases loaded for Perez. He swings and pops this pitch up. It's between home plate and first. Betancourt and Clonch coming together. Now miscommunication. Oh, but Betancourt stumbling over, makes a bucket-style catch. That looked like it was going to be chaos on the diamond. Near miscommunication and almost a collision between Clonch and Betancourt right out in front of the mound. And that'll be a stressful first out, to say the least.
Well, the good news is, even if he dropped it, the batter would have been out due to the infield fly rule, but you never know. You could have seen the guy at third, Garcia, try to score with nobody covering the plate. So a big-time play there and a big first out.
And now it goes to Tyler Whitaker. McDougal fires but stumbles. He slips over. Didn't have the landing spot right, and now he wipes a little bit of sweat on the hand off on his pant. Whitaker walked his first time up, takes a swing, lifts it over the first base dugout and onto the roof. And it'll be 1-1 on Tyler Whitaker. Feels like Whitaker has been due this week for an extra base hit. Woodpeckers still don't have an extra base hit in the series. Whitaker swings and lofts another one high but foul. So to go to one ball and two strikes. Felt like Tanner McDougal was a little bit helpless out there on the mound as this inning developed, but he get the pop out. Now you have a two-strike count to Whitaker. You get it out here, and suddenly you feel quite a bit more in command. The 1-2. Whitaker watches one high and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Kannapolis bullpen ready and waiting, but McDougal trying to work himself out of a tough jam. Bases loaded, nobody out. There's now one out, one run in. The pitch, swing, ground ball, hit out to short. It's fielded by Sanchez to second for one. The turn to first, double play, an inning ender. And the Woodpeckers only get one against Tanner McDougal. He somehow tight ropes himself out of major danger. Gives up the run on the RBI single to Sandro Gastone, and it's 1-0 Woodpeckers heading to the third.
Woodpeckers Dance Studio is back with another special performance.
Hello, papi, me qui passa? J'entends des bails atroces sur moi. À ce qui paraît, je te cours après. Mais ça va pas, mais t'es taré. Mais comment ça? Le monde est hyper. Tu croyais quoi? Qu'on se fait plus jamais. Je pourrais t'afficher, mais c'est pas mon délire. D'après les rumeurs, tu m'as eu dans ton lit. Oh, dja dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Oh, dja dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça.
Mound for Los Guerreros, Jose Gudez. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Cannonballers, the center fielder.
Cabrera Weaver leads off the top of the third. The Woodpeckers have a 1-0 lead on the Sandro Gastone RBI single. Jose Gudez is back out on the mound. His first pitch misses inside. And now to take you through the play-by-play on the third and the fourth, let's send it over to Colin.
All right, thank you, Chappie. Cabrera Weaver fouls one off to the right to even it 1-1. That fastball looking good for Gudez. 95 miles an hour, that last one. Still in the 20s in the pitch count here in the third inning. Good to see in your first start. And there's a sharply hit line drive that will fall in front of McGowan for a leadoff single. So Cabrera Weaver, who's been one of the hottest hitters over the last 10 games in the Carolina League, had a single yesterday, also scored a run, and has been making some pretty loud contact in his first two games, and he's aboard. First hit of the ball game for Kannapolis, and the nine-hitter Wilbur Sanchez will look to add to it. Sanchez, a .183 average on the season. Gudez misses outside with the fastball. No homers, six runs driven in for Sanchez, who we saw a bit of last year in that long season series between Fayetteville and Kannapolis. Gudez can't locate that fastball either. Sanchez, like Gudez from Venezuela, in Caracas. Gudez hailing from Valencia. Fastball called a strike, and Gudez will get a chance to play back home in the winter as he's set to spend next offseason with Los Tigres de Aragua of the Venezuelan Winter League alongside fellow Astros prospect catcher Miguel Palma, former Woodpecker. There's a shallow pop fly into center field. Perez comes all the way in and makes the catch for the first out. No advance from Weaver. And back to the top of the order, it's Camaletti. Those winter leagues can certainly be a big boost to a player's development, and for Jose, great chance to go home, spend some time with family, and continue to play the game that he loves. So Camaletti digs in. He's 0-for-1 with a flyout and nearly catches one on the arm. Fastball misses in tight.
Yeah, you have a lot of different countries that'll continue to play baseball in the winter. Out in the Dominican, they do the same thing. I know Joe Thon, Ricky Rivera, gone out to the Dominican before to coach some of those winter leagues out there together.
Fastball up and away. And for Gaddez, he's super excited, obviously, when he signed with the Astros last April. He's talked about how fighting so much, never giving up until you achieve your dream, is what led him to where he is now in professional baseball. Fly ball slices its way into the seats down the left field line. And he's of course, elated, but wanted to show why they, as in the Astros, trusted him in achieving his goals for next year. And he certainly did that last year in the Dominican Summer League. Just an outstanding resume on his hands. 3-1 on Camaletti. Went 2-0 with a 0.69 earned run average in 7 games in the DSL. Has led him to single A in just year 2. Fly ball out to center field again. This one much deeper. Perez twisting around. He can't get it. It one hops the wall and bounces away from Perez. He fires it back in. They're going to try to score the runner from first. The throw is offline. Coming in to score is Weaver, and this ball game is tied. So once again, Luis Perez having trouble getting used to the center field at Segra Stadium. See how they score it, but Camaletti stands at second base. Now 1-1.
Yeah, it'll probably go down as a clean double there, Colin. Perez never got a glove on it. Like you said, just a tough route. We saw him get twisted up on a deep one last night as well around the warning track. That ball hit off the heel of his glove, and that time again, he was just tracking it over the left shoulder. He tried to switch to the right at the last minute, and he's been taking some tough routes his last couple of nights in center field trying to grab the ball deep.
Jacob Burke down in the count 0-1. Wind also blowing quite a bit. Wonder if that might have been a factor as far as him tracking that fly ball. It's nothing and two on Burke. Will be an RBI double for Mario Camaletti. He has now driven in 3 runs over his last 2 games. Runner in scoring position with 1 down. Burke takes the breaking ball down low. Gastone finds it quickly. It's a tough break for Gaddez. Will be an earned run charge to him. Burke, the DH, awaits the 1-2. Check swing. Looks like he held up. And no, he did not. The appeal down to field umpire Cameron Jones reveals that he did, in fact, swing. And it'll be strikeout number 2 for Gaddez. So a big strikeout following the RBI double. And Brooks Baldwin will be tasked with trying to bring home the go-ahead run with 2 down. Baldwin drew a 2-out walk in the first inning, but was stranded at second base. Pitch number 41 from Gaddez is fisted foul over the netting off to the left. Two more games this week in Fayetteville for the Woodpeckers. 5:05 start against Kannapolis tomorrow, 2:05 on Sunday before a Monday off day and a trip for 6 games on the road in Kinston to take on the Wood Ducks of Down East. Backdoor breaking ball stays a bit off. Down East team that's playing as well as anybody in the Carolina League atop the North Division. A team that certainly had Fayetteville's number in the first series between the two clubs. 1-1, that one's over. Ducks took 5 of 6 in this ballpark. Gaddez trying to get out of the inning with just the 1 run allowed. A glance at second, now the pitch. Can't bend the breaking ball back over. Baldwin trying to get that average back over 300. He's at 292 on the year, 2 homers and 15 runs driven in. Breaking ball in the dirt. And he works the count full. Corey Klontz waits on deck. The pitch, and Baldwin stings it to center field. Again, Perez going back, and this time he makes the catch on the warning track for the final out of the inning. So a bit of redemption for Luis Perez, and he'll try to catch his breath as he heads back to the dugout. One run in, one left on for Kannapolis. It is 1-1 after 2.5 innings from Segra Stadium.
And drink tickets courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those cool tumblers. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. This Cannonballers pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Cannonballers, number 15, Cole Ramage. Fans, don't forget, stop by the fan information table and purchase your Launch-A-Ball. Launch-A-Balls will kick off right before the fireworks, presented by Q98, number one for music, money, and fun. Get your Launch-A-Balls now.
Autoestima no te agrada, porque cuando llego te desgrada. De cuarto hay un mal tiempo y de talento una vaguada. Te guada todos los plomos que están en el.
Leading off the bottom of the third inning for Los Guerreros, the second baseman, number.
Back to the plate goes Ricardo Below. 3-4 and 5 hitters due up for Fayetteville. 1-1 the score, bottom of the third inning. And a new arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is right-hander Cole Ramage. Below hits the first pitch on the ground to short over Sanchez. Beats him with the throw to the bag. One pitch, one out for Ramage. The 24-year-old out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. On the mound, he is on to make his seventh appearance of the season. No record, a 6.97 earned run average. All seven appearances have come in relief. Arbe Cruz takes a called strike. Right down the middle. Cruz walked in his lone trip against Tanner McDougal, who goes two innings, gives up a run on a pair of hits. Ends up walking five. That's now 11 walks over his last two outings, but could have been far worse. He pitched his way out of a jam, got a timely 6-4-3 double play to end the second inning with just the one run allowed on a Sandro Gastone RBI single. And Ramage working quickly punches out Cruz and already has the first two outs at the bottom of the third. Bring up Garrett McGowan. Ramage used to playing in Fayetteville, not North Carolina, of course, Arkansas. He played for the Arkansas Razorbacks at the University of Arkansas. Played his high school ball in the state of Texas at Carroll High in Southlake. McGowan sends one in the air to center field. Coming in is Weaver. Long run, he can't get there. It'll be a two-out single. Cabrera Weaver was playing very deep and had to run, it felt like a 5K to get to that ball in left center, and he could only play it on a hop. So McGowan keeps the inning alive. Runner on first, two down for Luis Encarnacion. Got to feel good for McGowan. He's now hit safely in back-to-back contests. And Encarnacion couldn't time up the breaking pitch. Ramage. Again, playing 5 seasons at Arkansas. Pitch misses down low. He was on the 2019 Cape Cod Championship team in the Cape League, the Kituit Kettleers, and that was a team loaded with talent. Ended up pitching 10 innings over 4 games in the Cape. Pitch misses high. That was a team that had Nick Gonzalez, the league MVP, now with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. Casey Schmidt, who just made his Major League debut, homered in that debut for the San Francisco Giants. Fastball misses high, among others. Gowan leads off first, count 3-1. And it misses. McGowan was on the move, but it's ball 4. I wonder if Garrett thought it was a full count and was going in motion. Regardless, he's safe at second and dirtied up his jersey and pants for good measure. So a single and a walk with 2 down brings up John Garcia. Got a base hit in his first at-bat. Fanfield making some noise with 2 away. Garcia stranded at third last inning. He was shooting for the downs, but can't get on top of that dipping fastball. Neither runner being held on with 2 outs. There's a fastball called for strike 2. There's been a few names out of Carroll High School where Ramage attended, most notably Ross Stripling. Played a number of major league games. LA Dodgers. Wave and a miss, strike 3. And Garcia down on strikes to end the inning as he dejectedly heads back to the dugout. So a single and a walk with 2 down, but the Guerreros cannot capitalize and they strand 2 more runners. They've left 6 on so far to begin the ballgame. 1-1 after 3 here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
And a few thousand of your closest friends. Everybody, this is Evan. Evan, how old are you today?
9.
9 years old. Let's make this young man's birthday even more special. Everybody in the place, and when I say everybody, I mean everybody, needs to help sing happy birthday. Are you ready? In 3, 2, 1, happy birthday to you. Come on! Happy birthday to you. Let's go! Happy birthday to you! Fantastic! Look in that camera right there. Give me a big go, Guerreros!
Go, Guerreros!
That's right!
There's not a better place to celebrate your birthday than at a Guerreros game. All birthday parties come with a birthday cake courtesy of Bernie's Sweets and More. Contact the front office to schedule your birthday right here at Segra Stadium. Back on the mound for Los Guerreros, Jose Gadez. Leading off the top of the 4th inning for the Cannonballers, the catcher, number 17, Troy Clunch.
Catcher Troy Clunch digs in to begin the 4th inning here at Segra Stadium. 1-1 the score on a beautiful, a little bit warm, but still beautiful Friday evening in downtown Fayetteville. Appreciate you tuning in. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman. Back on the mound is Jose Gadez. He has looked pretty strong on the mound in his first start with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Behind in the count here, 2-0 though on Clunch. He flew out to center field to end the top of the 1st inning in his first trip to the plate. Now 3-0, and we'll see if Clonch has the green light. It's been a while since he has left the yard. All the way back on April 16th was the only home run he's hit this year against the Delmarva Shorebirds on the road. Now the 3-1. Inside out swing, it heads out to right field, tailing on John Garcia, but he makes the catch, reaching down to his left for the first out.
Yeah, it looked like that ball had a little bit more slice on it than Garcia might have thought. He started to casually go to his left, and then last second had to take a couple extra strides to get to the spot. Haven't seen Garcia a ton in left this year, or in right field, rather. So it could take a little adjusting.
First pitch to Jonaker Betancourt, misses down low. Yeah, he's played a lot of left field, saw him behind the plate yesterday. He's gotten a lot of reps over the last couple of weeks. Swing and a miss. It helps that he's able to play that outfield position, gives the Woodpeckers a lot of versatility as to where they can put him. 1-1 misses down and away, and on top of that, he finds ways on base even when he's not hitting the ball well. Unfortunately, in some painful ways when he's been hit by 9 pitches this year.
Yeah.
Hard hit on the ground to short, picked up by Espinosa, 2 away. We haven't seen much of Rolando at short, speaking of guys that are playing positions we're not accustomed to, but he looked like a natural on that play.
Yep, if you're one of those Swiss Army knife players, you will find yourself in the lineup a lot here in single A. The Astros love to experiment with their guys all around the diamond, beyond just the Astros as well. This level of minor league baseball is all about seeing where guys fit, plug them in. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Drake Logan goes around on the check swing. Yeah, I mean, look at a guy like Kenley Jansen, lower levels of the minors. He's
a catcher.
The other day, he notched his 400th career save as one of the more dominant closers the game has ever seen. There's strike two, and Gaddez, one strike away from his first 1-2-3 inning of the outing. The 0-2, and overcooked the fastball.
You know, like what I've seen out of Jury Carrasco so far. You know, 93, 94 mile per hour fastball. He's getting outs in first year as a pitcher after converting from the infield.
1-2 curveball spiked. And Dury came in and helped out Tyler Guilfoyle in the fourth inning, got the final two outs there. Though he gave up 3 straight singles, but really settled down after that, notched 3 strikeouts over his last 4 batters in an inning and 2/3. There's a comebacker, and casually Gaddez picks it up and underhands it over to first base. He hardly even moved, just moved that glove about a couple inches to his left, and it is a 1-2-3 top of the fourth from the Venezuelan onto the bottom of the fourth inning, still 1-1 at Segra.
Dance Studio.
Cole Ramage on for his second inning of relief out of the Kannapolis bullpen. The score still 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sandro Gastone, who's responsible for the lone RBI in the ballgame for Fayetteville, checks swings, and according to field umpire Cameron Jones, he did hold up. Gastone driving in his ninth run of the season. It had to feel good for him. It feels like it's been a long time since he's driven one in, and now he hits one on the ground too short. Wilbur Sanchez throws on to first, and it is a 6-3 putout to begin the bottom of the fourth, same way that Ramage began his outing last inning. So one away, and Rolando Espinosa looked to record his first official at-bat. He reached via a walk in the second. Ramage bends a slider right down the middle. A one and bit of a half-hearted swing by Espinosa falls behind nothing and two. He's back in the nine hole where we saw him to start the year, and that's really where Rolando was effective. Had all those doubles in the first couple of games against the Carolina Mudcats, and also produced in that big offensive series against the Fred Nats. 1-2. Lined and into left field for a base hit. So maybe nine is Espinosa's lucky number. He's on with a one-out single. He's now reached base in both trips.
That's the type of contact we saw Rolando making in the first couple series of the year before he went on his tour around the minor league, the Astros minor league system. So if they can get some more hard contact like that out of Espinosa, he had a really good job hitting to the opposite field as well. He'll be a big jolt to this lineup that could use it right now.
Luis Perez, 0-2 with a strikeout looking and a pop out. Takes one down and outside. It was Perez who was up, the bases loaded, nobody out in the second inning, and swung underneath. Fastball from Tanner McDougal, and it's quite a play by the first baseman Betancourt. Espinosa on the move, and Perez sends a fly ball in the left center field. Both outfielders converging, but Weaver comes up with it. The center fielder for out number two. Espinosa back to the bag at first. So a chance for redemption for Tyler Whitaker, who grounded into that double play to end the second inning. Before Fayetteville could really do damage. Ramage's first pitch, down and away, a throw down to first. A little bit off the bag, and Espinosa's back easily. Woodpeckers, the Houston Astros single-A affiliate, taking on the Chicago White Sox single-A affiliate in the Cannonballers. There's a chopper up the third baseline. Coincidentally, those two teams in action tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field out in the Windy City. First of three games this weekend between Chicago and Houston. Rematch of the 2005 World Series when the Astros were in the National League. A throw over and picked off easily as Espinosa. He didn't even try to dive back. He was that far off, and that is how the fourth inning will come to an end. So Espinosa with a one-out single, but he ends up ending the inning on the base paths. On to the fifth, still 1-1 at Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Chief Warrant Officer Warren J.C. Cox. Chief Warrant Officer Cox joined the military in 2014 and completed basic training at Fort Sill. After completing BCT, he transitioned to Fort Wuchuka for advanced individual training. Chief Warrant Officer Cox was stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where he served in and deployed with the 101st Combat Aviation Brigade. Shortly after returning from a combat tour in 2019, he was accepted to the Warrant Officers Candidate School in 2020 to become an unmanned aircraft systems technician. Upon completion of all required officer training, he was stationed with 117th Air Cavalry Squadron here at Fort Bragg, where he currently serves today. Fans, let's hear it for tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Chief Warrant Officer Warren Cox. Thank you for your service.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston.
Fans, this Los Guerreros pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for Los Guerreros, number 31, Andrew Taylor.
No more gas in the red. Nothing nerd, nothing.
On to the fifth inning at Segres Stadium. New arm on the mound for Fayetteville. It is right-hander Andrew Taylor, the former Central Michigan standout on the mound, and the former Arizona State Sun Devil, Andrew Chapman, on the play-by-play.
Was I a standout at Arizona State?
Debatable.
I don't know. It's Andrew Taylor delivering a first pitch for a strike to Laureano. And now the next offering, it is a knee-high fastball. So Andrew Taylor comes in 1-1 with a 3.93 ERA, his sixth appearance of the year and third out of the bullpen. He's got 18 and a third total innings this year, racked up 28 strikeouts to 9 walks, giving up 3 home runs and 8 earned runs. There's the pitch. It is a little high. A ball to Laureano. It was followed by Cabrera Weaver and then Wilbur Sanchez. And now here's the kick and pitch. Swing and a foul tip that's held onto by Gastone, and it's curtains for Laureano. Out number one, and Andrew Taylor starts his day with the strikeout.
Taylor's been used to coming in after an effective start. That was with Michael Knorr before he was promoted to High A Asheville. Those two were the combo in this rotation, but now it's Jose Guedes who comes in. He had an effective 4 innings, and Taylor, it's like Knorr never even left.
Weaver takes strike one at the knees. Guedes, 4 innings, 2 hits, an earned run, a walk, 2 strikeouts. So his best day, no doubt, helps a little bit to be pitching in front of a big hometown crowd. Challenge fastball up top, and that gets Weaver swinging and missing. It's 2 strike count. You know, he had to pitch in front of a pretty big Salem crowd last Sunday, Guedes, and came in at a tough spot, and it's a hostile crowd pitching in full season pro baseball for the first time, and it helps to have a little bit of that hometown energy on the mound behind you. A flutter of the glove. Andrew Taylor kicks, pitches, and a high fastball is spoiled foul by Weaver. Weaver is singled and scored a run. Bumped his average up to 242 on the year with that base hit. He was able to time up a 95 mile per hour fastball from Guedes on that base hit. The 0-2. Strikes him out with a slider. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for Andrew Taylor. Two up, two down, and out the bottom of the order in Wilbur Sanchez. Taylor notches his 30th strikeout of the season with that pitch. So 19 innings of work this year, 30 strikeouts, a good strikeout rate for the second round compensatory pick. And the 21-year-old Taylor, first pitch swinging, line drive, served to right. Wilbur Sanchez plops that one down for a single. One for two day now for Wilbur Sanchez. And that'll put it back to the top of the Kannapolis lineup card. And Mario Camilletti coming up for the third time tonight. We've got a Central Michigan versus Central Michigan matchup here. Two former college teammates squaring off as pros. And the first pitch from Taylor, runner on the move to second. Gastone lost the throw on the transfer, slips out of the fingers. And Sanchez will get down to second with the stolen base.
And not only Taylor gets to face his Central Michigan teammate, gets to face him when he's been on an absolute heater last couple of games.
Camilletti was the leadoff hitter for the Central Michigan program back in 2022. Kind of a half-hearted swing, lofted down the line, and that'll fall in front of McGowan. Turning third, coming home to score, Sanchez. And Mario Camilletti wins the battle against his former teammate, cracks a smile, and he's given Kannapolis a 2-1 lead.
Chippewa and Chippewa crime right there.
Yeah.
Not trying to do too much though there. Took that strike one that allowed Sanchez to get to second base, and that ended up being a big time pitch to take because Sanchez could score easily on a bloop single to left field, and the RBIs keep coming for Camaletti.
Well, Camaletti drove in 51 during his final season at Central Michigan. And that RBI there is the second of the game. First run surrendered by Andrew Taylor. After back-to-back strikeouts, Kannapolis finds a way to take the lead, and now it's Jacob Burke. Pitch to him. A check swing on a down and outside slider. Did he go? They appeal, and yes, he did. Cameron Jones says he went too far. Both teams even in the hit column now. Four per side. For Kannapolis, it's been three singles and a double. Jacob Burke 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout to center. And now Taylor's set. Peak to first. The 0-2 coming. Slider dives down and away. It is 1-2. Jacob Burke, the University of Miami ball player, but a Baton Rouge, Louisiana native. We detailed his high school football background last year, last night, a former linebacker. Here comes the 1-2, runner on the move, swinging a foul tip, goes to the screen. 94-mile-per-hour pitch that time from Taylor.
Another guy like Mancini who gets that spin rate way up there on his fastball. That one approaching 2,400, which is a very good thing to have in your back pocket.
Life on the fastball. See if Camaletti breaks again. He doesn't. Pitch is up high. Spun a slider, and it's 1-2. A 2-2 make it. The physicality is obviously there with Jacob Burke, the competitiveness, being a great high school football player, but his speed is really the top grade he has in the tool belt. 70 speed on the scouting scale for Burke, and I haven't seen him on a ton this week to really display that speed, but when he gets on, he tries to grab bases. 2-2. Misses outside, and Taylor goes from 0-2 to 3-2. Next pitch will be number 17 of the inning. Consecutive strikeouts and then back-to-back singles, making Taylor work a little longer than he bargained for. Pretty big hole on the right side with Ballo up the middle. Pitch is outside, and Taylor walks Burke. Camaletti running on the pitch. The 3-2 with two outs will slow up into second. And there's two on for Taylor. Two outs, and Brooks Baldwin getting ready to hit.
And as a result of Taylor getting a bit unlucky in this fifth inning, a couple of soft singles leading to the run, and right there just couldn't get that put-away pitch on Burke, and now you got to face a guy in Baldwin who's certainly capable of breaking this game open with one swing.
Yeah, he is. Two home runs, 15 RBIs on the year for Baldwin. First pitch is down and inside. It is 1-0. Baldwin, the CAA Player of the Year last spring with UNC Wilmington out on the North Carolina coast. The 1-0. Baldwin swings and pops this pitch up. Behind the third base bag, Whitaker going back on it, gets to the extended warning track, and that ball will land up into the screen to make it 1-1 on Baldwin. Tonight he's walked and flied out to right field. Baldwin has been a leadoff hitter this week and also been in the heart of the order. It's with two on, two out in the bottom of the fifth. Woodpeckers led 1-0. Kannapolis quickly tied it with a run in the third. Now they're up 2-1. First lead of the night for the Cannonballers, trying to win their fourth in a row here on the road. And the 1-1. Baldwin swings at a pitch down in the dirt. That ricochets out towards the mound. Taylor comes forward to field it, but everybody is safe moving on. Camaletti going to third, Burke to second. Castone did a good job of keeping his torso in front of that ball, but it might have hit him on the shin guard, right on the knee of the shin guard, and deflected that baseball way out in front of him. Gave the runners enough time to move. So Baldwin in a two-strike count. Taylor gets to the belt, pitch number 22. Down to the dirt, good smother by Gastone to keep the runners where they are.
The other thing with that ball that Gastone blocked, he blocked it towards the first base line, away from where all the action is. So even if he was able to get to that ball, kind of crossed up, having to throw across your body to either third or second.
Two balls, two strikes, and Taylor trying to get to the home fifth. He misses up high to Baldwin. You know, Brooks Baldwin comes from a great baseball family. Father Chuck played baseball at Clemson from 1984 to 87. His uncle, Mark, played baseball at UNC Wilmington, was the head coach of the program for 28 years. 3-2 payoff, Baldwin swings and flies it out into center. Perez looks at it, takes a step forward, hardly has to move, and the inning is over. Andrew Taylor gives up the two-out single. It drives in Wilbur Sanchez, but leaves two in scoring position. And it's 2-1 ballers going to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway home tonight from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
To let us know where you're sitting.
Cuando te veo, comienzo a besarte. Y si te despegas, yo me despierto de ese rico sueño que me dan tus besos suavemente.
Bésame, que yo quiero sentir tus labios
besándome otra vez suavemente. Ese coro,
bésame,
es la cosa.
Yo quiero sentir tus labios
besándome otra vez. Bésame suavecito, sin prisa y con calma. Dame un beso bien profundo que me llegue al alma. Dame un beso más que en mi boca cabe. Dame un beso despacito, dame un beso suave, suavemente.
Bésame, que yo quiero sentir tus labios
besándome otra vez, suavemente. Ese coro,
bésame,
es la cosa.
Que yo quiero sentir tus labios
besándome otra vez.
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Cole Ravitch. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for Los Guerreros, the third baseman, number 13, Tyler Whitaker.
Los Guerreros trail 2-1 tonight to the Cannonballers. Andrew Taylor gives up a run in the top of the fifth. Tyler Whitaker leads off the home half. And it's a 2-1 game. Whitaker has walked and rolled into a double play. He takes a strike from Cole Ramage. Back out for his third inning of work. Ramage pitched the third and the fourth behind the starter Tanner McDougal. Here's a swing and a chopping ball left side. Whitaker in a one ball, one strike count. Said today that he feels like his timing is back to where it was before that injury, the concussion. Said he might have been rolling over a little bit with the wrist first couple of days back in the lineup, just getting the swing mechanics right, but feels pretty good. As he swings at a slider, got a piece of it, fouled it backwards. Kind of a change in velocity the Woodpeckers are having to deal with. They saw 96-97 from Tanner McDougal the first couple innings. Ramage, a little bit of a slower fastball and off-speed stuff in the low 80s, high 70s. The 1-2. Whitaker checks and didn't go. 2-2. Below on deck and then Narbe Cruz. 2-3-4. Part of the order coming up here for a third time through. Ramage pitches. Whitaker swings and pulls this ball to third. It's picked on a short hop by Baldwin. A step and a firm throw across the diamond to first in time. Whitaker is set down and he'll go to 0-2 tonight. One away, Ricardo Below coming up. He has walked and rolled out to the shortstop. Switch hitter 0-1, bats here from the left side. First pitch rolled foul behind him. Below likes to attack that first pitch. He is an aggressive hitter. Sometimes the first pitch is the best one you'll get. I think that was the old saying of Chipper Jones. his philosophy as a switch hitter. Here's the 0-1. Below swings again, rolls this up the first base chalk line. That ball had some side spin or might have hit the lip of the grass and kicks foul. So 0-2 on Below. Five of the nine hitters tonight for Fayetteville have drawn a walk. Encarnacion twice. Below one of those guys. And here's the 0-2. It is shoulder high. He takes one ball, two strikes. Woodpeckers trying to avoid what would be a season-long five-game losing skid. Below swings at a pitch down in the dirt. A slider got him. Clonch tried to tag as he picked up and vacated home. Can't drop it. Throws up the first baseline and gets Below for out number two. That is just the fourth strikeout tonight that Fayetteville has recorded, so you like their offense and put the ball in play. So far they have four hits, but again, they've all been singles. Fayetteville is still looking for a double, a triple, or a home run in this series. And now the right-handed batter, Narve Cruz.
It's just been one of those series where the slugging percentage has just fallen off a cliff.
Next pitch to Cruz, tapped foul, and he's quickly down, nothing and two. So Ramage, who came in today with an ERA up above six, is trying to get through three scoreless innings. Solid middle relief for the right-hander. And he skies one up high against Cruz. It's 1-2. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Kannapolis. A run on four base hits, no errors for the Guerreros. And 1-2. Strikes him out swinging. Slider down and away. Beat him. The inning is over. Cole Ramage strikes out two in a row. 1-2-3 fifth. And Los Guerreros trail 2-1. This is Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, Bally Live and MILB.TV.
What time it is? It's T-shirt time! Make some noise for the Brian Hunter T-shirt toss!
Let's go! In the club with my homies, trying to get a little bit down on the low key. Cause you know how it is. Hey. I started she was checking up for me. From the game, she was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to.
Watch out!
She said, come get me.
Come get
so
me.
I got up and followed her to the floor. She said, baby, let's go. When I
let's
told
go.
Her, I said. That it might be a good idea to take her with me. She's ready to leave.
Well, let's go.
And then I gotta keep it real now. Cause on a 1 to 10, she's a certified 20. But that just ain't me.
Hey!
Cause I know if I take that chance, she's where's it gonna lead. But what I do is the way she danced. Make sure they are right for me. The way she.
Back with you at Secker Stadium for the top of the sixth inning. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Los Guerreros trailing the Cannonballers 2-1. We have a stoppage. There was a piece of debris or something that got loose from the truck driving around the warning track throwing T-shirts. And our hard-working field manager, Alpha Jones, hustling out there on the track to pick it up, closes the gate, and we're ready to go. Troy Clonch, the cleanup hitter, leads it off, swings and pulls the line drive out of the left. It falls in for a leadoff single. One pitch and a base hit for Clonch. He'll go to 1-for-3. That is the third single allowed by Andrew Taylor, who came on in the fifth behind Jose Gadez. Struck out two in a row, but then gave up back-to-back singles. An RBI base hit to Camaletti.
all three singles, Chappie, haven't exactly been hit all that hard. Nice, smooth swings by Kannapolis, dropping them in front of the outfielders.
Jonaker Betancourt is now the five hitter, batting second in the sixth inning, and he takes a fastball low and outside, ball one. Betancourt 0 for 2, fly to center, and also a ground out to short. Middle infield double play depth. Pitch comes in, and it's lifted out into shallow right. Garcia strolling forward, and he puts it away for out number one. Brings up Drake Logan. Only cannonballer with a multi-hit day today has been Mario Camiletti. He's 2 for 3 with an RBI double and RBI single as well. Logan 0 for 2. He's grounded out to short and a one hop back to the pitcher. Big hole on the right side with Ballo still pinching towards second. And the first pitch to Logan. It's down to the dirt. Gastone slides to his right, blocks the ball, and it's one ball and no strikes in the Carolina League tonight. Carolina, the Mudcats lead Fredericksburg 4-2. That game's in the top of the sixth inning. Delmarva leading down east out in Kinston 3-2. That game's in the top of the seventh. And the first pitch, or second pitch to Logan, is a strike. It's 1-1. Down east is in a stretch of 12 straight home games. The Woodpeckers will see them towards the back half of their homestand next week in our first trip to Granger Stadium. One ball and one strike to Drake Logan. Here it comes. And the pitch is just outside. Change up by Taylor. 2-1. Charleston, the River Dogs leading Augusta in North Augusta. 3-1. That game's still early. Top third. Charleston with 2 in the first, 1 in the second. Taylor's 2-1 delivery. A swing and a line drive punch to right. That's through the vacated side of the infield, and a pair of singles have put runners on second and first. Hit it where they ain't. Drake Logan goes to 1 for 3. That is the sixth hit tonight for the Cannonballers, and brings up Jean-Abel Laureano.
Again, I think a lot of it with Kannapolis, their approach has been very simple at the plate throughout this series. Guys not trying to do too much, just put the ball in play, directional hitting, go the other way with pitches, and they've been rewarded throughout this series. They're a big reason why they've kind of had the upper hand as far as offense goes throughout this first three-plus games of this six-game series.
First pitch was a little out, high and outside to Laureano. And it is 1-0. Force it every base, one out. Taylor's kick and delivery. Swinging a number back to the mound. Taylor fields, but can't pick it cleanly. It's out the toe of his glove, and he won't have a play. Everybody is safe. Taylor commits the error, coming forward, trying to play that ball. It looked like he pulled his head up early, trying to check the runner going from second to third, and taking his eyes off it for a split second led him to not grabbing it cleanly. So they are loaded with one out. And Cabrera Weaver coming up. Taylor peers in, comes to the belt, and pitches. And Weaver takes the first pitch slider on the inner half for strike one.
Huge moment in this game and probably the series for Fayetteville. You got a chance if you can get out of this. Feel still pretty good about your chances trailing just by a run in the later innings.
The 0-1 pitch. Weaver attacks one up high and he misses. Nothing in two. Salem leads Columbia tonight at home 3-0, and Lynchburg and Myrtle Beach are in a one-run game. 3-2 Pelicans in the top of the sixth. Every game in the Carolina League tonight is close. No game is currently being led by more than 3 runs. All full of Cannonballers. The 0-2 pitch is up high. And it's 1-2 on Weaver, who has singled and scored a run today. These 8-9 hitters each have a hit. Weaver at the plate, Sanchez on deck. Taylor gets a sign, goes to the belt, looks to first, and pitches. And he strikes out. Weaver swinging, a breaking ball, and a big K for Taylor. Out number 2 of the sixth. And that was just a floater, kind of right over the outside corner, perfectly placed. 78-mile-per-hour breaking ball, and now the inning swings a little more in Taylor's favor. Brings up the nine-hitter, Wilbur Sanchez.
It's got to feel good for him, too, with his last strikeout coming against Weaver. Kind of lost that knockout pitch, but he certainly found it in the most important spot just a moment ago.
First pitch to Sanchez, and he climbs the ladder, swings at a pitch right at the top of the strike zone and misses 0-1. Sanchez is flied out to center, singled and scored in the fifth inning. Taylor trying to keep it at a 2-1 game. Here's his pitch. A check swing on one up high. They appeal, and he did not go. Looked like the shoulders of Sanchez went through the zone on that swing, but he was able to keep the barrel tight to the body and prevent it from breaking the plane. So 1-1. Taylor has struck out three, walked one. The air allowed the inning to extend a little further. 1-1 pitch, a check swing on one down in the dirty, went too far. No need for the appeal this time. Travis Roberson and Sanchez strike two. Now he'll call for time, step out of the box, and rebuckle those red batting gloves. 40 pitches now for Taylor. It's been a laborious fifth inning. He stranded two on in the fifth. He's trying to leave three aboard here in the sixth. And now the 1-2 kick and offer. He struck him out. Back-to-back K's for Taylor to leave him loaded and keep this a one-run game going to the bottom of the sixth. It's 2-1 Cannonballers when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time for the ultimate batalla in the outfield. It's time for knocker balls. Double Play Doug is down on the field right now.
Nothing goes better with baseball than the pure carnage of knocker balls. The main event, that's right. It is Dustin versus Connor, mano a mano. Gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Round one, fight! Oh, Dustin! Oh, 1-0, hold on. Easy, that's 1-0, Dustin. Brandon, Dustin, turn around. Round two, fight! Oh, that one's a draw. One more. Stay right there. All right, this is it. This is all marbles. It's tied. Round three, fight! Dustin takes it! Dustin! Come here, Dustin. Give me a big old go, Guerreros!
Go, Guerreros!
That's right!
This Cannonballers pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Cannonballers, number 33, Mason Adams. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for Los Guerreros, the left fielder, number 46, Garrett McGowan.
Garrett McGowan leads off the home sixth inning and faces a new Kannapolis arm. Right-hander Mason Adams takes over. And his first pitch is a fastball right at the bottom of the zone, 93 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Kannapolis had a great chance to add on against Andrew Taylor, but he strikes out two in a row with the bases loaded, leaves three on. Kannapolis has left five on as an offense across the last two innings, and the Woodpeckers are able to go on and win tonight. They'll no doubt look at the middle innings as a missed opportunity. Garrett McGowan behind 0-2. Here's the pitch from Adams. Swings and fouls it off of that right ankle, which is the one that's been giving him a little bit of trouble. McGowan's had some issues with fouling pitches off of some self-inflicted wounds. And he'll take some time to feel out that ankle and step back in. So nothing in two. McGowan will be followed by Luis Encarnacion and then John Garcia. Here's the pitch. McGowan takes it outside. One and two. Mason Adams is a 6-foot-tall right-hander, 23-year-old, and a 13th-round draft pick by the White Sox last year, originally from Okeechobee, Florida. And he strikes out McGowan swinging. A high fastball at 93 gets him. That's three straight strikeouts for Kannapolis pitching. Going back to the fifth, Cole Ramage, who's in line for a winning decision tonight if Kannapolis holds on the rest of the way. He went three scoreless innings. He struck out four, gave up just one walk, and only a pair of singles. So a really nice night in middle relief for Ramage. McGowan the strikeout. Luis Encarnacion is up, grounds the first ball out towards short, scooped with two hands by Sanchez, gets into the throwing slot and fires out Encarnacion for out number two. Two quick ones for the Guerreros, and now it is John Garcia.
Adams, formerly of Florida Southwestern State College, also the alma mater of former Fayetteville Woodpecker Ryan Gusto.
Gusto having some success this year at High A, pitching for the Tourists. First pitch to Garcia. A check swing and the appeal up the first baseline didn't go, said Cameron Jones. 0-1. Adams has a 3.31 ERA over four relief appearances entering tonight, a 1-1 record. Over 16 and a third innings, he has struck out 18, walked four. And a mighty swing by John Garcia on that high fastball, and he was underneath it. 1-1.
Seen a lot of those big swings tonight. Woodpeckers got to remember, they're only down one run. They don't need it all back right away.
Another big swing as one hand comes off the bat for Garcia, whiffed it a slider. Since the Rolando Espinosa single pulled the left in the fourth inning, Woodpeckers have been set down six in a row. They're trying to avoid another 1-2-3 inning. Two balls and one strike. Or excuse me, 1-2 on Garcia as a pitch runs to the outside and now makes it 2-2. John Garcia collectively in this series has gone a combined 1-for-11. He got his first hit of the week back in the second inning. That was that single. Takes a fastball outside corner, knew it. He's rung up looking, and the inning is over. Guerreros go down in order. Mason Adams picks up where Cole Ramage left off. And as we head to the seventh, our score, it's the Ballers 2 and the Guerreros 1.
These legal needs for over 42 years and have now expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all of your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Los Guerreros over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Guerreros would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, Ashley and Bill Lawrence. Congratulations, cool as a fan. Back on the mound for Los Guerreros, Andrew Taylor. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Cannonballers, the second baseman, number four, Mario Camiletti.
Mario Camiletti squares off against his old college teammate, Andrew Taylor, to begin the top of the seventh. And to take you through the inning in this 2-1 game, let's send it back to Colin.
Thank you, Chappie. Taylor looking to get the better of Camiletti this time around after Mario dropped a single into left field to score what is currently the difference-making run in this ball game, and Taylor gets a strike on the high and outside corner. Camiletti not a fan of that call. Might have been a hair off the plate. Nothing and one. Taylor goes to the breaking ball, called strike two. Keeping the ball away this time against Camiletti. That's what he tried doing last time, but the lefty just flicked the wrists and dropped it in front of Garrett McGowan out in left field. Goes for the knockout breaking ball, but Camiletti not buying. He'll be followed by Jacob Burke and Brooks Baldwin, the top of the Kannapolis order. We'll look to make it four in a row to start this series against Fayetteville. And chopped foul, and I think that ball got the right arm of Sandro Gastone. He tossed his mitt aside and is shaking it off, but also shaking off the support from Ricky Rivera, who came out of the dugout a couple of steps. He's told that he was all right. Woodpeckers also dropped the first five games of their last home series against Down East, trying to avoid once again losing in their first four of this home series. Ground ball up the middle, and it's through for a base hit. Mario Camiletti, for the third time, has reached via a hit. A double and two singles. The hottest hitter in the Kannapolis lineup continues to scorch Fayetteville pitching.
And Andrew Taylor doesn't even want to give a look to Camiletti. Just keeping the eye on his middle infielder, saying, hey, give me that ball back. He's going to focus on the next one. But I don't know, Camiletti might text Taylor after the game saying, hey, two for two.
Fastball blown by Burke for strike one. Jacob Burke 0-for-2, couple strikeouts and a walk. And over the last three series, Fayetteville has lost the first three games, the first two games of the series in each of the last three, and the first three games in two of the last three. Check swing, fastball, and yes, he did, says field umpire Cameron Jones. Strike two on Burke. Looked like it was right on the top of the zone, too. Pitch number 49. Here it is. And a slider on the outside corner, called strike three. Jacob Burke down on three strikes. He's got a hat trick tonight. Andrew Taylor picks up his fifth strikeout, one down. Brooks Baldwin will bat. A couple of flyouts to center in his last two at-bats. He had a walk with two away in the first inning. Big insurance run standing on first base in the form of Mario Camiletti for Kannapolis. And time is called. Showing bunt, Baldwin can't get it down. It's fouled off to the left. Cannonballers in a really good spot if they can get a win tonight. Columbia Fireflies trailing 4-0 on the road in Salem. Winning a Fireflies loss would pull them even for the division lead in the South. The 0-1 skipped in the dirt. Gastone with a nice block. After this series, Kannapolis will head about an hour north of here. Actually, no, they'll head back home to host the team an hour north from here. That's the Carolina Mudcats. Be the second meeting between those two teams in the last 3 weeks. Called strike two on the inside corner. Kannapolis dropping 3 of 5 against the Mudcats in that series. One, two. Skipped in the dirt, it hits off Gastone's mask and goes clear over the backstop. And That will keep the runner at second base. Camaletti not given another 90 feet because he didn't get to second base by the time the ball cleared the netting.
Yeah, you hardly ever see that. It really has to have the perfect launch angle off the top of the helmet to get over the net. But it turns into a souvenir on a wild pitch.
Nearly made into the Avex Club.
Yeah.
2-2 on Baldwin. Taylor a look at Camaletti at second, the pitch. And a fastball called for strike three. And Baldwin, very upset with that call. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for Taylor after surrendering the leadoff single. Two away, and it'll be up to Troy Klontz to try to cash in that run. Six strikeouts now for Taylor. Back-to-back games with six punch-outs.
Hawkeye has that pitch right on the inside border of the strike zone. That's just a perfectly placed fastball.
Klontz takes a slider down and away. Taylor now with 16 strikeouts over his last three appearances. He has since passed Trey Dombrowski for the team lead in strikeouts. He's got 34 on the year. One fouled off to the right, Trey at 33. And the Woodpeckers came into tonight as a team tied for first in the Carolina League in strikeouts. So despite the rough sledding as far as wins and losses go, these pitchers are continuing to miss bats. Now an even 350 on the season. Line drive hit by Klontz down the right side. Look out as it sliced sharply into the stands. Hopefully everyone's okay. No action yet in the Woodpeckers' bullpen. Taylor at 57 pitches and still looking over in that direction. And we've got a stoppage here again. I don't know if that ball might have hit anyone, but...
Yeah, it hit a young fan, and the fans, the kid out there, he's up on his feet, and he's walking up the aisle, but I think he might need some medical attention. The fencing, that was a freak foul ball. It kept slicing right around the outside of the fencing, right. And then landed right in the section of fans on the outside of that net. You're pretty well protected here at Segra Stadium from those line drives, but it just somehow got around the corner there. I think the fan's walking off under his own power. I think he'll be okay.
From the stretch, Taylor delivers the 1-2. This is down and away. That netting ends on a bit of a decline as it kind of gradually tapers off down the left field line. And Chappie, you said it. The way the ball came in, it sliced in a way where it just kind of hooked around and ended up in the seats. There's another one to right field. This one will fall, and it will fall fair. Picked up by Garcia. He throws home the tag. Not in time. Able to get around it and score from second is Camaletti. It was a very close play. But the insurance run scores on the RBI single from Troy Klontz. It is 3-1, Kannapolis. Sandro Gaston shaking his head.
Very close play. It was a low throw, but an accurate throw from Garcia that skipped on the grass. Made it a little easier for Gaston to pick, but it was a good running route taken by Camaletti. He kind of circled around the back of home plate and then tried to swoop his hand in to grab the back corner of the plate, and I think that was the difference in being safe and out.
So runner at first, two down, one in the inning. And Jonaker Bettencourt, 0-for-3, takes a breaking ball outside. Garcia got a lot on that throw, skipped it a couple of times in. Gaston picked it up quickly, placed the tag, but heck of a slide by Camaletti to avoid it. Count now 1-1. Pitch chopped to short. Espinosa boots it and it trickles away from him. Everybody's going to be safe. Alondo having trouble handling that in-between hops. This will likely be an error that keeps the inning alive.
Yeah, he tried to field that ball off to his left-hand side, his glove-hand side, but if you're going to do that, you can't try and backhand it, and that's what Espinoza did. It also kind of took an extra skip on him and came up at his belt area, and it just looked like it snuck up on him, and a tough break for Taylor.
So Drake Logan gets a chance, takes a breaking ball outside. This season, Fayetteville, when trailing after six innings, they are 0-17. Every single loss they've had this year, they have trailed after six. Trying to flip the script tonight. They're going to need a comeback. There's a high fly ball out to right field. This one slicing again. Garcia over towards the line. He makes the catch, and the inning comes to an end. A two-out RBI single from Troy Klaunch pads the Kannapolis lead. We head to the seventh inning stretch. 3-1 Cannonballers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast
Network.
Launch
a ball.
Stop by the fan information table and purchase your tennis balls. Launch a ball will kick off right before fireworks. All right, fans, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. So it's root for the Bananeros. Say it loud! Three strikes at the old. Atta boy, Bananeros! Atta boy! Macarena time!
Dar tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, tu cuerpo para dar la alegría, cosa buena. Dar tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, hey, Macarena. Dar tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, tu cuerpo para dar la alegría, cosa buena. Dar tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, hey, Macarena. Macarena tiene un novio que se llama y apellido Vitorino. En la bula de bandera del muchacho, será yo con dos amigos. Macarena tiene un novio que se llama, y apellido Vitorino. Y en la bula de bandera del muchacho, será yo con dos amigos. Dale tu cuerpo a la grilla, Macarena, tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dale tu cuerpo a la grilla, Macarena, hey, Macarena.
Now bad.
Bottom seven, getting late here in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers trailing 3-1 here on a Copa de Diversión night. And is the Los Guerreros de Fayetteville. Cannonballers on top, and Mason Adams back on the mound. Second inning in relief, and Gaston bends out of the way of a fastball. 2-0. Sandro responsible for the lone RBI tonight. A single back in the second inning that at the time gave Fayetteville a 1-0 advantage. Kannapolis has since scored one in the third, one in the fifth, and one in the top half of this inning, the seventh. Adams misses high, and Gaston now enjoys a 3-1 count. And he fouls one off to the right.
You took a little AP Spanish, didn't you?
Un poco. A little bit.
All right, I'll write that one down. I was more of an Italian guy in high school.
A lot of crossover, though, between those two. And called strike three as Gaston takes a full count pitch belt high. And that is strikeout number three for Mason Adams. He struck out three of the four batters he's faced. He's retired all four. And Rolando Espinosa will bat with one down.
A couple of fastballs in a pretty well-located spot for a hitter, kind of middle of the zone. Garcia looked at one. Gaston looked at one. Just need some more competitive two-strike swings tonight for the Woodpeckers here, their final time through the lineup.
So Espinosa bats. He has reached base twice tonight. Called strike on the outside corner. Walked in the second. Singled in the fourth, but was picked off to end that inning. And he gets a strike outside edge. Woodpeckers looking to avoid what would be their fifth straight loss. That would tie their longest losing streak of the season. That came all at home against Down East in the last home series. Two-strike pitch misses low. A 1-2. And Espinosa jammed, able to fight it off. The White Sox and Astros currently in a rain delay, and Espinosa just got called out for a pitch clock violation. He was not in the box in time, and that will be another strikeout, the fourth and the easiest one for Mason Adams. Seems like Espinosa just lost track of time, two down.
You could be starting to work your way into the box. You can show that motion, but if you're not 2 feet in the box ready to go, they'll hit you with the violation.
Luis Perez, first pitch swinging, hit on the ground to short. Sanchez on to first. A quick 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh for Mason Adams. Six up, six down since he's entered the ball game. Fayetteville down to their final six outs. They'll need a comeback on this Friday night in downtown Fayetteville. 3-1 the score. Annapolis leads.
Our contestant.
Thank you, Ray. I'm here with Mike, like myself. Mike, what are you?
Retired Air Force.
Retired Air Force. Give it up. There you go. All right, Mike, your job tonight, she's an easy one. All you got to do is guess the city. We're going to show you some pictures. You're going to guess which city it is. Because we're Los Guerreros de Fayetteville tonight, I'm guessing most of our city will be south of the border. You ready? All right, here we go. All right, take a look. We're looking here. Definitely south. Oh, I see a flag. That was the giveaway. Is it Barcelona, Buenos Aires, or Mexico City?
Let's try C.
Mike says C. Mexico City it is. Up next. That's an interesting building. Oh, that's beautiful. Look at that. Oh, there, that's it. That's it. That's the giveaway right there. Santiago.
B.
Mike says B. He is correct. Uno más, one more. Ooh, very nice. Del Sol. Oh, cruise ship. That kind of doesn't give it away. Riviera Maya, Cartagena, or Acapulco?
A.
Mike says A. It's Riviera Maya. Very well done. Mike, look at that camera right there. Give me a big go, Guerreros.
Go, Woodpeckers.
Or that. That works.
Fans, it's time for last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the ninth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol.
Andrew Taylor toes the rubber again. He's on for what would be his fourth inning of work. Top of the eighth inning, downtown Fayetteville, 3-1 lead for Kannapolis. At the plate is Joanna Bell Loriano, and on the play-by-play to take us home, the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, Colin, see if Los Guerreros in these new uniforms, new color scheme, have some comeback in them tonight. A two-hopper hit out to short. Rolando Espinosa makes the clean play. He did commit an error back in the seventh, but makes that one look routine. And there's one gone quickly in the eighth for Andrew Taylor. Starting pitcher Jose Gadez went four. Taylor trying to do the same. He's been pitching since the fifth. He has racked up six strikeouts, given up the two runs on RBI singles. It's been all singles, kind of soft contact against Taylor that's found the shallow outfield. First pitch to Weaver. He swings and hits a high fly out into left field. McGowan going back. He's at the track. Looking up, and it is gone. Into the bullpen for Cabrera Weaver. A solo home run has given Kannapolis a 4-1 lead in the eighth inning. And Andrew Taylor gives up his fourth home run this season. That home run has come back to bite Taylor a few too many times this year. Taylor has now given up a home run in each of his last few outings. Weaver, a two-hit game. Wilbur Sanchez takes down and outside for ball one.
And for Weaver, not too big of a surprise to see him homer. It is his first of the year, but he's been a doubles machine over his last 10 games. He's doubled five times over that span.
Ground ball pulled to third. Whitaker playing shallow towards the grass. Picks it up, throws over to first. And a quick out after the home run. But for Taylor, he did give up a home run his last time out in Salem. It's his first given up in May, but he's now surrendered a home run in four of his last five outings and four of six in total this year. So two outs, bases clear, 4-1. Kannapolis. And here's the first pitch to Sanchez. It is low. Ball one.
It could be significant. The more runs you score if you're Kannapolis, the less likely you'd have to go to Billy Seidel, your closer. He pitched last night and picked up the save.
Shot foul into the screen.
Grantie's probably getting that game off regardless, but, I mean, the less stress in the later inning, certainly the better if you're the visiting team.
Camiletti with a three-hit day. 3-for-4. Pair of singles off of Taylor. Next pitch, slider, punch to the left side. Whitaker can't pick it cleanly. Now bare hands, throws over to first with time to get Camiletti hustling up the line. The inning is over, but Cabrera Weaver adds on. A solo home run. And Kannapolis leads 4-1, going to the bottom of the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
And it's time to Robar Un Beso. It's time for the ERA Strother Real Estate Kiss Cam. Beso. Beso. Dame dos pesos.
Esa noche no dije nada. No puede ser que en un segundo
beso.
Me perdí tu mirada. Cuando por dentro yo te gritaba. Déjame robarte un beso.
Beso.
Como me llenaste de esos viejos.
Beso. Beso.
Déjame robarte un beso que te enamore.
Beso.
Déjame robarte un beso que me llegue al alma.
Beso.
Como un vallenato de esos viejos que nos gustaban.
Don't forget to stick around after the game for fireworks presented by Q98. Number one for music, money, and fun. At this time, all patrons in the berm and the rocking porch must clear their areas. We hope that you all enjoyed tonight's spectacular fireworks show following the game. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for Los Guerreros, the third baseman, number 13, Tyler Whitaker.
Mason Adams is back out to work for Kannapolis in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Tyler Whitaker leads it off for Los Guerreros. First pitch down and inside for ball one. Whitaker, Ballo, and Cruz. The 2-3 and 4 up for a fourth time. Mason Adams went 1-2-3 in the seventh. Pair of strikeouts. Delivers high to Whitaker. And it's two balls and no strikes. Witt has walked, rolled into a double play, and also grounded out to short. So he's 0-for-2. Next pitch centers up the zone, and it's a strike. These 2-3-4 hitters have all reached base on walks. That was in the first inning against Tanner McDougal, the starter who struggled with command. But since they've gone a combined 0-for-6, Whitaker chases what would have been ball three. Looked like his hand guard broke loose during that swing. And it's two balls and two strikes on Witt. Still just one home run on the season for Tyler Whitaker, but he's had a few balls die at the track this week. Mason Adams looks in, winds, and pitches. Whitaker checks his swing. They appeal up the line, and he did not go. I thought it was funny during BP today. Luis Reynoso, the hitting coach for Fayetteville, came up to Whitaker, and he said, "You see that left center gap? Don't hit it there." And then he pointed about 20 feet to the left. Hit it there towards the bullpen. 3-2. Whitaker takes it on the inside, and that is ball four.
If only it were that easy.
If only it were that easy, yeah. Pull it a little bit more, and you'll probably have a couple home runs in this series, but Whitaker will draw the walk, his second of the game, and that's all you're looking for right now for Fayetteville. Trailing 4-1, they're needing base runners. And Whitaker, the leadoff hitter, is on. That is the first runner that Fayetteville has had aboard since Rolando Espinoza singled in the fourth inning. It puts an end to 12 in a row retired. And Ricardo Below in the left side takes strike one. Below 0 for 2, a walk in the first since he's grounded out to short and struck out swinging. Mason Adams works out of the stretch for the first time. Whitaker shuffling the weight over at first. The pitch comes in and it misses downstairs. One ball and one strike on Below.
And what we saw in the eighth inning last night, Chappie, with Whitaker, stole second and stole third to put himself in a position to score.
Came home on a balk, and see if he tries to get aggressive again. Spin and a throw over to first. And Mason Adams might have been thinking the same thing. Whitaker doubled his stolen base total on the season last year. He came in with just two stolen bases and three attempts, but then went second to third quickly. Now he's got four on the year. Pitch comes in, it misses down and inside, and it is 2-1 on Below. There is some activity out there in the Fayetteville bullpen. A right-hander is starting to loosen up. Andrew Taylor's night may be done after four innings behind the starter, Gaddez. A swing at the 2-1 pitch. 90-mile-per-hour fastball, and Below comes up empty. 2-2.
Mason Adams this year has been really good against left-handed bats. Comes into this outing with opponents, left-handed opponents, hitting just 125 against him.
Below swings at the 2-2, spoils it foul. And that ball ricocheted off the stadium light and comes back in on the field of play and lands between home plate and the mound. Delmarva running away with the game tonight in Kinston, 7-2 over Down East. Looks like they're going to grab their 16th win of the year and get within a game of the top team in the North, the Down East Wood Ducks. Salem also up in front comfortably now, 7-1 over Columbia, which is good news for the Woodpeckers. Throw over to first, Whitaker dives back in. If the Woodpeckers fall tonight, they won't lose a game to the top team in the division, but Kannapolis starting to get hot. If they win tonight, they will be in a first-place tie with the Cannonballers. Pitch is low. Whitaker on the run. A one-hopping throw into second. And the tag is dropped as he slides in. And here comes Ricky Rivera over from third. He's going to argue here with the base umpire, Cameron Jones. Looked like Whitaker got in pretty close there. Cameron Jones, Ricky Rivera. And now Ricky's getting thrown out. Whitaker had a pretty good break, a one-hopping throw coming in from Clunch. Looked like the tag was dropped on the upper thigh of Whitaker, and of course Whitaker was pretty adamant that he got his left foot in there, and Ricky Rivera arguing the case for Witt is going to get an early dismissal tonight.
And
the first ejection of the season for the Woodpeckers skipper.
Now he's talking with Travis Roberson, getting whatever he couldn't off his chest to Jones. We'll head to the showers early, and frustrating moment there. Bang, bang play. Haven't seen a replay of it yet, but that was one that the Woodpeckers desperately needed. Instead, Whitaker called out.
So we'll have a little bit of a change in the guard over at third base. Dylan Mazzo, first base coach, will work over at third. And it looks like Jackson Lofton will put on the helmet and be the first base coach now with the manager ejected. Ricardo Below ready. He swings, skips one off the mound, and that's into center field. A single for Below, and now that throw down to second base. And the call made by Cameron Jones, awful significant. That base hit probably would have brought home a run. Below puts an end to his hitless night, goes to 1-for-3. Now it's Narvaez Cruz. Cruz 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. He's also walked. And sometimes as a manager, when you go argue the cause for your guy and you end up getting dismissed early, sometimes it can be a chance for you to fire up your dugout a little bit. You've seen it certainly energize guys before.
And looking, we didn't get a great angle of that replay. It looked very close.
Yeah.
I think that call could have gone either way in defense of Cameron Jones. I mean, it's tough, especially when a guy's reaching across with a backhand and digging out a throw like that. 50-50 call there, and fortunately for Fayetteville, they were on the wrong side of it.
Yeah, one of those were up here in the booth. You kind of have to reserve judgment until you get a close-up view. Don't quite have those slow-motion replays that you get at the national level.
Right.
But our camera crew trying to get a shot of it over its second. Again, a significant call. Would have scored a run had Whitaker been safe. Still 4-1. The pitch to Cruz after a meeting on the mound. A check swing. They'll say he went. Ball skips through the legs of Klonch and sends Ballo down to second. So Cruz now in a 2-1 count, as they said he checked his swing too far, rather a 1-1 count. 1-1 count on Cruz. Fayetteville searching for its first run since the second inning. Here's the pitch from Adams. Cruz swings, line drive to short, over the leap of Sanchez and out of the left center field. Below getting the wave around third, but now a late stop sign. He'll hit the brakes. And back-to-back singles put runners on the corners for Los Guerreros.
Ultimately, I think the right decision there. Ricardo had to freeze on that line drive, which just got over the glove of Sanchez, who made a great leap on that ball, nearly came down with it. And once Ballo had to decelerate and then accelerate again, it's tough to get that speed. And can't get thrown out after already one guy getting thrown out on the base paths and sets the stage with the tying run coming to the plate.
That's a good point. You don't want to run yourself into another out and just bring up that tying run to the plate. Garrett McGowan attacks the first pitch, lofts it out into shallow center. Sanchez drifts back on it. The Kannapolis shortstop drops the ball. He'll go to second and get the out. Below was standing on third. It was too shallow for him to think about tagging. And Kannapolis avoids disaster as they get the out on the force. About as routine as it gets for Sanchez, and ball just hit him in the heel of the glove. He got a little casual with it. But no harm, no foul. No run comes home, stays 4-1, and now Luis Encarnacion trying to do something with two outs.
Yeah, important thing was he didn't panic. He recognized, hey, I've got the easy out at second, even if I don't secure the catch.
We'll save him an error as well by getting an out on the play. Luis Encarnacion cuts it a fastball up high. End up going down as a fielder's choice for Garrett McGowan to drop him to 1-for-4. Encarnacion has walked twice tonight. He steadies. The pitch is spoiled off. Straight back.
It's been a strange game. We saw the loss of count over that ended up in Tyler Whitaker getting caught stealing. Then you've got the bang-bang play leads to the ejection, dropped pop-ups, and a missed fly ball in center.
Yeah, been a couple of routes out there. It hasn't been the cleanest game on either side tonight. Pitch, and he swings and misses at a fastball up and outside. That'll end the eighth inning. So the Woodpeckers leave runners on the corners. Tyler Whitaker caught stealing down at second on a close call. Leads to the ejection of Ricky Rivera during the argument, and now we will head to the ninth with the Cannonballers leading the Guerreros 4-1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Oh, take it away, DP.
Thank you, Ray. Everybody, this is Savannah. Savannah, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Where do you go to school?
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear. Okay. Your job tonight, super easy. All you got to do is tell me exactly how many people came to the game. You've been counting, right?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll help you. Turn around. Look at the board. I'm going to give you three numbers. It's either A, 4,286, B, 4,102, or C, 4,337. What do you think? A lot of help from the crowd here. What do you think?
C.
Savannah says C. Give it to her. Come on. Yes, let's go. Let's go.
Let's go! Savannah, look at that camera right there. Give me a big go, Guerreros!
Go, Guerreros!
That's right!
Fans, as a reminder, make sure to stick around after tonight's game for Launch-A-Ball and fireworks. Presented by Q98, number one for music, money, and fun. Once again, we ask all patrons in the berm and the rocking porch area to clear your areas. This Guerrero's pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for Los Guerreros, number 44, Jeremy Molero. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Cannonballers, the designated hitter, number 29, Jacob Burke.
Andrew Taylor's night is done after four innings of relief work, and now Jeremy Molero takes over for the Guerreros here in the ninth inning. It's 4-1 Canapolis. Jacob Burke, the leadoff hitter, takes a belt high fastball for strike one. Molero has switched out uniform numbers. He goes from 50 to 44 on the back of that coral pink Guerreros uni. The 0-1. And the pitch is up and inside. Look out. That sends Burke bailing out of the right side. He lost his helmet spinning out of the way. 1-1 on Burke, who has struck out three times and also walked. He's accounted for three of the eight Canapolis strikeouts in this one. Here's the wind kick in the sidearm delivery from Molero. A check swing that goes to the backstop, hit the knob of the bat. Or the handle of the bat, really, and it's 1-2 on Burke. Jeremy Molero comes in with no ERA, no record, third appearance out of the bullpen. He's combined to go an inning and two-thirds scoreless. Here's a swing and a roller with some side spin to it. It'll trickle foul, and I think it also broke the bat of Burke's. Yep, that's a crooked-looking bat as he tosses it aside, and he'll get a new piece of lumber. So final line for Andrew Taylor tonight has him at four innings. He gave up a total of seven base hits. The one long hit was the Cabrera-Weaver home run, but he gave up six singles outside of that. Three runs all earned, a walk and six strikeouts. Burke with a new bat ready for the 1-2. He swings, pops this up behind home. Gastone sheds the mask, hustles back to the net, but that'll get into the seats. A foul ball keeps it at 1-2 on Burke. In the South Atlantic League tonight, the Asheville Tourists went on the road. They beat the Rome Braves 6-2.
Got some great pitching, too, from a couple of former Woodpeckers. Ensign Batista went five strong innings.
Edinson Bautista gets his first high A win. Swing and a miss on a slider. Jacob Burke goes down. For a fourth time, he's 0-4, four strikeouts, the golden sombrero, and now it's going to be Brooks Baldwin, the three-hitter.
It was A.J. Blueball also who came in relief and looked pretty strong as well.
Those two combined to go the nine innings. Gave up just three hits to Rome. Bautista struck out six. Blue ball, Cade, seven. And on the offensive end, it was all singles today to get it done for the Tourists. 10 hits, all singles, as they go to 11 and 18.
One thing that jumped out in that box score, Chappie, Jacob Melton, 12 stolen bases on the year. So running out there like a gazelle for a guy his size.
Fastball misses away to Baldwin, and it's one and one on the lefty. Four-hit day for Zach DiZenzo. He's batting .390 in high A. He's on pace to be the next promotion to Double-A Corpus Christi when a roster spot becomes available. 1-1 pitch. Malero tried to wrap around a breaking ball, just missed. 2-1. Ryan Clifford 0-3. He did draw a walk today, did get on base and scored a run. Swing and a miss. High fastball, and it's 2-2 on Baldwin. 93 that time out of the hand of Malero. Clifford's still looking for his first base hit in high A. He's gone hitless over his first three games in a Tourist uni. The 2-2. Baldwin takes it outside, and three balls and two strikes the count. Base is empty, one away, top nine. Kannapolis has been leading since a run in the top of the fifth inning, trying to win a fourth in a row here in Fayetteville. Payoff. Baldwin walks. One out, free pass, and it'll bring up Troy Klontsch. Double A Corpus Christi was in action today. As Klontsch steps in, coming off back-to-back singles in his last two trips. He's 2-for-4 on the night. Big hole on the right side. Below will shift towards the middle, close to second. And a double play spot. Here's the pitch to Klontsch. It is high. 1-0. For Corpus Christi today, they are in the top of the sixth. They're on the road in San Antonio. And they currently trail the Missions 4-2. The 1-0. High again, and it's two balls and no strikes. Corpus Christi's out hit San Antonio 7-3 tonight, but again getting doubled up 4-2. A double for Shea Whitcomb today, his 10th of the season, and Chad Stevens with a double as well. 2-0 pitch on the outside border. A slider by Malero called strike one. Aaron Brown got the start. Four innings, he gave up four earned runs, walked three, struck out three. And the 2-1 pitch swung on and lifted high but playable left center field. McGowan angling to his left. Perez comes over and takes control. The center fielder makes the catch in the alleyway for the second out. Sends Baldwin back to first.
Nice job taking charge out there by Perez. Yeah, he's had a couple of miscues his first couple of games out in center, but he's also made some nice plays. And I think slowly but surely that defense is going to come, and he'll be an above-average defender out there in no time.
Now it is Jonaker Betancourt, 0-for-4, a couple of flyouts, a ground down. He reached on an error his last time. Looks at strike one on a Malero fastball, and it's nothing and one. Baldwin leading off the first, a short lead for him after his walk, but he's going. Swing and a miss on an outside slider. Gaston fires down to second. A one-hopping throw grabbed by Below, but the tag is late. Very short lead for Baldwin, not more than 3 feet off of that first base bag. But he's still able to swipe his second base of the night and get into scoring position. I think it was a hit and run. That slider was way outside, and Betancourt tried to chase after it.
Ends up being Kannapolis' third steal of the night. They came into tonight with just 24 on the season, dead last in the Carolina League.
A peek to second, the 0-2. Malero nearly hits Betancourt on an inside changeup. Of course, the news of the night in the Astros' minor league system is that Jose Altuve began a rehab assignment tonight. I'm told they have over 7,500 folks out at Constellation Field tonight watching Jose Altuve, and the Space Cowboys lead 3-0. Malero strikes out, Betancourt swinging, and the inning comes to a close just quickly. Jose Altuve 0-for-3 tonight, but Justin Dearden has hit his sixth home run of the season tonight in AAA. We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Malero strands a runner. And the Guerreros trying to come from behind. They have trailed since the fifth, and they're down 4-1 when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Those puns are a swing and a miss.
Kind of like them.
nationwide.
Your Wyndham is waiting. When bucket lists need checking, points need redeeming, work trips need crushing, or anniversaries need celebrating? No matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands by Wyndham to choose from, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Baseball.
Sube la mano y la botella para arriba. Siempre la móvil la tenemos prendida. Vengo a mandarle hasta que se haga de día. Sigo rulito que es la mía. Salió el sol.
Leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for Los Guerreros, the right fielder, number 20, John Garcia.
John Garcia leads off the bottom of the ninth inning, swings at the first pitch, chops it out towards third. It's fielded along the line by Baldwin. He comes down with it on the foul side of the chalk, and it's ruled a foul ball. So Garcia, Gastón, and Rolando Espinoza, the 7, 8, and 9 of the Guerreros, going to try and chip away here, trailing 4-1 in the final inning. Pitch is low for Mason Adams. He's been on since the 7th. And the next pitch down and outside. So 2-1. Tonight, Kannapolis is trying to use a combination of three arms to go the distance. For Adams, he's in a safe spot here. And the pitch home. Garcia takes it up and in. They're trying to use Adams for four innings worth of work. Cole Ramage gave them three in middle relief behind the starter, Tanner McDougal, who went just two, the 3-1. And a check swing, a protection check there by Garcia, and it hit the handle of the bat. Foul ball will get it to 3-2. Garcia does have a single. It's his only base hit of the series. Started the week 0-9. Now he's 1-12 altogether. A pair of strikeouts tonight mixed in as well, though. And the 3-2. Inside ball four. And the leadoff man is on for a second straight inning. Woodpeckers put runners at the corners in the eighth inning. Weren't able to bring anybody home. They had a nice chance to bring home multiple runs in the second with the bases loaded and nobody out. But a pop out and a double play following an RBI single led to them getting just one run. There have been some missed opportunities tonight with runners in scoring position. And now Sandro Gastón attacks a high fastball and he swings and misses.
Need to keep the line moving, trailing by three runs. You get another base runner on, then you can start thinking about taking a big swing and trying to bring your team back even.
50th pitch of the night for Adams is a fastball into Gastón for strike two. Gastón has driven home the only run of the night. He hopped a base hit into right field in the second, scored Luis Encarnacion. Hits with Garcia off of first. Here's the pitch. Down to the dirt. That gets through Clonch. Goes to the backstop. Garcia hustles down to second base. And a man on second for Gastone. The Woodpeckers have gone 2-for-8 as a team tonight with runners in scoring position. And they've left 8 runners on over the first 8 innings. Tying run at this stage represented on deck in Espinoza. 1-2 to Gastone, and here's the pitch. He swings and misses. Slider. And down he goes on strikes for a second time. That is the 11th strikeout tonight for the Woodpeckers lineup. And it brings up Rolando Espinoza at the bottom of the order, the right-handed hitter. 1-for-2 tonight with a walk, a single, and a strikeout.
That's 6 now for Adams in relief. He's been pretty steady.
Mason Adams not paying too much attention to Garcia down at second. Focused on the batter and elevates a first pitch fastball, ball one. Longest outing on the season for Mason Adams is 5 1/3. That was a long relief appearance on the road in Zebulon back on April 28th, so he won't quite get there today. But trying to close it out with 4 innings, he pitches to Espinoza and gets a strike on the outside edge, 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Espinoza late on a fastball. 1-2. Again, 6 hits tonight for the Woodpeckers, but they have all been singles. They're still looking for a line drive in the gap, something into the corner, over the wall. They haven't had it all week. Adams shaking no on a couple of signs. Now has the one he wants and goes to the belt. His 1-2. It is a slider down and on the outside corner. Close pitch to take, but it missed. And it's 2-2 on Espinoza.
Great pitch, even better take.
Adams throws out the baseball and wants a new one.
That's a great pitch to throw on 2 strikes, righty on righty. You want that slider that leads the batter out of the strike zone, but Espinoza not biting.
4-1 Cannonballers trying to win this series on the road tonight. A fastball misses, letter high to Espinoza, and that fills it up, 3-2. Where you'd really like to get to right now is try and find a way to get to Espinoza. You want Whitaker below Cruz. You want those hitters coming up with runners on in this ninth inning. Payoff is up and away, ball 4. Second walk of the ninth, and it will bring the tying run to the plate. Garcia and Espinoza are aboard. The lineup card flips over, and Luis Perez coming up for a 5th time, and none bigger than this AB. He's gone 0-for-4 tonight. Woodpeckers need him to try and turn it around here. First, we'll have a meeting on the mound. Heading out there is Blake Hickman, the pitching coach. And he will talk with the entire infield on how they want to go about this first and second.
And the big thing, too, is getting guys like Espinoza, guys like Perez on base, because those guys can run. And you want the fastest guys in your lineup on the bases when it matters the most and when you've got these heavy hitters, so that when a ball does get put in the outfield, you're getting 2 bases at a time instead of 1.
This is the 4th time tonight, make it the 5th rather, when you factor in the first inning as well with the walks, that the Woodpeckers have had multiple base runners on base. Previous couple of nights when they've had their struggles against these Kannapolis starters, these at-bats weren't coming until late in the game. Tonight, Fayetteville has consistently had opportunities to drive in runs. But again, they've left 8 aboard. They've gone 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Can that change a 5th time through? Luis Perez takes strike 1 from Mason Adams. After the meeting on the mound, he's down 0-1. Perez has gone 0-for-4. He hit a ball pretty well on Wednesday night in a pitch hit appearance. Takes one down to the dirt, 1-1. It was his first at bat for Fayetteville all year. It came in the 9th inning. He pinch hit for John Garcia, and he put a ball to the base of the fence in left center field on the fly. So Perez has some pop. First and second, one away in the 9th. And the pitch from Adams. A swing and a fly ball out to center. Weaver to his right, circling behind, making the catch in front of the track. Tagging from second, Garcia. Throw gets into third late. And the second out of the ninth inning advances Garcia 90 feet, but that is all. Runners on the corners. And Tyler Whitaker coming up, still representing the tying run with Fayetteville down to their final out.
Unfortunately, that 90 feet doesn't really mean a whole lot right now, Chappie, as a two-out single would probably bring Garcia home regardless. But hey, at the very least, puts John Garcia in a position to score on a pass ball. But here, Whitaker, been barreling up the ball all week. Now's the time to really step into one.
Whitaker has walked tonight, grounded out, hit into a double play. First pitch from Adams. Misses high. 91 mile per hour fastball to Whitaker. Whitaker has driven in 10 on the year. He has just one home run. Next pitch swung on and fouled at his feet. Kannapolis trying to win a fourth in a row here on the road. The Woodpeckers are trying to avoid a five-game losing streak, which would tie their longest of the year. Trying to keep the series alive going into Saturday and Sunday. 1-1. Whitaker swings, grounded out to short. It's collected by Sanchez. And an underhand to second base to Camaletti will end the ball game. So the Woodpeckers threatening a few innings late, but ultimately strand 10 runners on base tonight and couldn't come up with a big hit. They fall 4-1 and have dropped their fourth straight game here at home. Much of our Friday night crowd, all 4,377 of them sticking around for a little launch of balls, some postgame fireworks. Our postgame show is around the corner on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Kannapolis has won this series with a fourth straight win, and they do it tonight by a 4-1 final. Postgame show next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Una asesina cuando baila, quiere que todo el mundo la vea. I like your boom boom girl, con calma. Yo quiero ver cómo ella lo menea. Me besa boom boom girl, tiene adrenalina, mete la pista, ponteame lo que sea. I like your boom boom girl. Hey, ya vi que estás solita, acompáñame. La noche de nosotros tú lo sabes. Qué gana me dan, dan, dan de guayarte, mami. Ese ram, pam, pam, yeah. Esa criminal como lo mueve es un delito. Tengo que arrestarte porque pienso y no me quito. Tienes criminality, pero te doy fatality. Vivete la película flotando en mi gravity. Cari pone la regla, tienes que obedecer. Mami, no tiene pausa, ¿qué es lo que vas a hacer? Échale, échale, échale pa' atrás. Échale, échale pa'lante y pa' atrás. Con calma, yo quiero ver cómo ella lo menea. Mueve ese boom boom girl. Es una asesina cuando baila, quiere que todo el mundo la vea. I like your boom boom girl. Con calma, yo quiero ver cómo ella lo menea. Mueve ese boom boom girl. Tiene adrenalina, mete la pista, vente, hazme lo que sea. I like your boom boom girl.
Tú eres candela y yo tengo la vela. Llama 911, se está quemando la suela. Me daña cuando la palita esa me la modela. Mami, estás enferma, pero tu show no lo cancela. Te llaman a ti la reina de party. Mata esa tunga, tiene ese party. Tira tu paso, no, no, no pare. Oh, dale, dale. Yo. Somos los bandidos de la rumba y romance. Y zumba de DJ otra vez pa' que dance. Échale, échale. Como ella lo menea, mueve ese boom boom girl. Es una asesina cuando baila, quiere que todo el mundo la vea. I like your boom boom girl.
It's time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back up to the broadcast booth, and thanks again for being a part of our Friday night action tonight. We've still got more fun to come. Launchable fireworks here on this Los Guerreros night, Copa de la Diversión night. Hope you enjoyed the new color scheme for Fayetteville down there on the field. Kannapolis, though, despite the new identity and everything against them, they still got the same result. A win tonight, 4-1, the final score, as they grab their fourth straight here in Fayetteville, and they have clinched the series going into Saturday and then Sunday. The Woodpeckers, similar to the previous few nights, played it close tonight going into the ninth inning, a three-run game. Ultimately left 10 runners on base tonight. Couldn't quite find that big hit. They finished with six hits as an offense. All of them singles, though, in the 4-1 loss. Andrew Taylor did pick up six strikeouts tonight, but a couple of singles scattered around, and then the home run from Cabrera Weaver was the insurance in this one. The Woodpeckers will look to turn around this series tomorrow, try and grab a win here at home, and tomorrow they'll be turning to right-hander Alimber Santa, who's 0-3 with with a 7.45 ERA. On the season, right-hander Drew McDaniel, his counterpart for Kannapolis tomorrow, 2-2 with a 4.50 ERA. First pitch a couple hours earlier tomorrow, 5.05. Our pregame show on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app will begin at 4.55. Again, thanks for being out of the ballpark, everybody. A great crowd tonight. Still more fun in store. Hope you're out of the ballpark tomorrow as well. If not, though, we'll love to have you on the broadcast for that one. So long from the booth, and enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Make sure to drive home safely tonight, everybody. So long.
Estoy aquí porque Dios tuvo planes conmigo. Gracias a usted y a los míos soy agradecido. Tumbarme a mí, mis enemigos no han podido. Ya estoy bendecido. Bendiciones para todo el mundo. Chavos para todo el mundo. En el club botellas para todo el mundo. Hasta para los que se viraron y me tiraron. Bendiciones para todo el mundo. Salud y vida pa' todo el mundo. En el club botella pa' todo el mundo. Hasta pa' los que se viraron y me tiraron.